Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, March 4th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
Little Alley Cat. Yep, I'm here.
Boy, don't you sound enthusiastic.
Oh, yay. Yeah, no. Hey, Kitten's asleep and Tomcat is playing the guitar. You will not have to worry about anybody interrupting or trying to otherwise upstage us.
Except for the husband attempting to play.
Yeah, I kind of locked him in the basement. That should work for a while. He's got a six-pack and a guitar and an amp. He should be good for quite a while.
Are you sure the six-pack was enough?
Pretty sure, yeah. If not, you know, the lock on the door should definitely hold him back for a while.
Well, I hope so, because you know how tricky them locks can be.
So, how you doing? It's been a whole week.
I'm actually doing pretty good this week. What about you?
I actually got a pony this week. Yes,
lucky.
I know. Shocking, isn't it? I haven't gotten one. Well, at least I haven't talked about getting one in a while.
Well, that's closer to me. I haven't gotten one in a while.
Well, don't you want to know which pony I got?
Which pony did you get?
I got the Bombay Doors pony. The surprise twins, mommy, you know, the one you push the button, the bow on her collar, and her stomach flies open like a B-52 Bombay door and out drop her little babies.
Oh, so now you can finally put her with Tex.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yes, of course. Tex is going to be, no, actually, she don't have her babies yet. We got to go find them. So we'll just keep the Bombay doors closed for now. Tex doesn't have to know.
Well, he knows she's expecting, you know.
Yeah, there you go. She's going to be the longest pregnancy on earth. If like, finding those babies is any kind of indication of how long it's going to take me. Those little suckers don't pop off very often.
No.
So, anybody got any little babies laying around that fair? I'll go get one of those. You remember the little tiny plastic babies that are like like maybe an inch long, little human babies. And it's like, seems like you could find them everywhere for, I don't know what the heck they were used for, but you can get them like every craft store on the planet. Maybe I'll just stick a couple of there and stick a couple of them in there, and we'll just really confuse Tex.
We'll have him second guessing whether or not he wanted to be the upstanding man.
Or you know what else I could do? I could take the little squirrel babies or the little bunny babies from the G4 nursery play set, and I'll put those in there. That would be awesome.
That would be. That would be actually quite fun.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. But that's what I got. That's I have replaced my Bombay Door pony, and she's so fun to play with. Such a bizarre little pony.
You've always got to love those bizarre ones.
Yeah, I don't usually care for ones with batteries too often, but I mean, this one doesn't have batteries either, but yeah, I definitely love the gimmicky ponies.
Well, that's always very good.
Yeah, anything new and interesting going on in your place? Have you started your penny jar?
No, kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of?
That's kind of
people
more
don't
of the
have a maniacal
fun.
Laughter when they're talking about they kind of sort of started their penny jar. I mean, it's like you got some sort of devious plan on how you're going to fill the penny jar.
With a job?
Oh, did you get one? Did you decide to get one again?
Well, I've decided to have gotten one ever since I left my last job. It was just the looking for the new job.
Oh, are you still looking?
Yes.
Well, that's good. I mean, you are continuing to look. That's important.
Yes, I had one interview yesterday, and I'm set up for two on Monday, one next Wednesday. So, hey, I thought you locked him in the basement.
I did. He snuck up. I don't know what to do.
See, I
and now
told
he's waking
you.
Up the kitten. My whole plan is going really, really badly.
See, I told you that lock would not work.
You should see the look the Tomcat has given me, too. You'd think that I did something horrible letting the child take a nap on the couch on a Friday night. On a Friday night! She's got 72 hours before she has to be at school again.
Let the girl sleep.
She wants to go to bed? He's going to carry kitten to bed. She's going to bed at 9 o'clock at night because she had such a long day shopping with mommy.
Wait a minute.
Hard
wasn't
work.
School in there at some point?
Yeah, she had school and then we went shopping.
Oh, okay.
Dreaded shopping. It's not something we do a whole lot. We're not like girly girls that go clothes shopping like every weekend or anything like that. So when we go, we just try to knock out as much as we can in one fell swoop so that we don't have to do it again for a while. And that's pretty much what we didn't do everything, but we spend quite a bit of time trying to get apparently some summer clothes for kitten. You know what? I just discovered kids grow. They grow a lot, and apparently everything she had from last year does not fit her anymore. So she needed clothes. And now she's wiped out and tired. Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. Then we came home. I fed her. Yep, you do that too with kids. And now she's wiped out. So Top Cat has carried her up to her bed. So I should actually say goodnight to her.
Yes, you really gotta love the start of our shows. You never know what's gonna happen.
I know, children going to sleep. It's so amazingly exciting. Good night, sweetie.
Ooh, and there's even kissing noises.
Oh, did you hear the kissing noises?
Yes.
I didn't know if we could hear that. Sure. Yeah, I didn't want to, like, wake her up, so it was a pretty quick good night. It was a pretty quick night, honey.
And run out of the room.
Yeah, pretty much. Because you know how much that stinks when you've, like, gotten yourself all comfy and cozy and you're sleeping and you're like, oh, this is so awesome. And if something wakes you up enough, then it's just, it's done. It's spoiled.
Yeah.
It was rough enough that she had to get woken up and carried up the stairs. And that's a whole lot of disruption going on when you're trying to sleep. So I didn't want to make it any rougher than it already was. I wanted to hurry up and get in and out of there so she could go back to sleep. You know, she's at that age where you just need so much more sleep. You know, when they're 6, they don't need a lot of sleep. When they're 14, it seems like all they need is sleep.
Well, you know, it's them hormones.
Yes, yes. A lot of stuff going on with that. So, enough about the amazing wonders of child rearing on the My Little Pony talk show. Yeah, I'm not talking about what do they call it when you have foals? When you're rearing foals or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's still called rearing. That's where they got child rearing from.
Oh, so it's kind of related.
So, yes, believe it or not, yes, I am childless, and yes, I do know some terminology.
Oh, that's okay. Once you have a kid, you know, half your brain goes, and you lose all that terminology. You give half of it to the child.
And then it's you stop that, you get away, you stop that, you get away, and you forget what their name is?
No, you never forget what their name is. Come on. Maybe you're too young for it, but haven't you ever seen the whole, it's either Eddie Murphy or Bill Cosby, I don't know which one it is, always talking about when you're in trouble, all of a sudden you got more names than anything on the planet. First name, your middle name, your last name.
Oh, trust me, in my neighborhood, everyone knew what time it was when, you know, my mother started calling for me. You know, it was about 10 minutes before I needed to come home, and it was just Amy.
Yeah, and then it became all your other names. Yeah, don't be telling people your names. Come on, we must stay anonymous here.
Well, see, I'll just go as far as my middle name,
okay,
Amy Nicole, but then it became Amy Nicole S., the rest of my last name.
And then there were explicatives followed by that if you didn't get in the house.
No, it was more along the lines of at that point, every single child in the neighborhood went home.
But at any rate, little Alec Cat's kitten is in bed and going to sleep. And I'm looking for my slippers. There we go.
And what do you need slippers for?
My feet. My little feet, they're cold. Because cold feet are funny.
They are to me when mine aren't.
Oh, well, I guess so, yeah. So, let's see, what other pony news? You know, I actually started to watch this week's episode, and I have like 3 minutes left to go, and then the show started. I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. So it's paused with 3 minutes left in the episode.
Oh, yes, Tina.
Well, I couldn't help it. I had so much going on, I just didn't get it done. Hey, the fact that I watched any of it before the show is amazing to me. Usually I don't even remember till somebody mentions it on the show.
Well, that's good.
The fair, we've talked about the fair a little bit on the show, right? That there's actually going to be one and going to be on, what, July 9th, right?
July 8th and 9th.
Very odd that they're having it on a Friday and Saturday instead of a Saturday-Sunday this year.
Most likely because those are probably days when Hasbro is regularly opened and they don't really want to open it to the public on a day when there's normally not anyone there.
You mean they're usually closed Sunday?
Probably.
That might be a good reason. Yeah, that certainly makes sense.
You know, you got to figure Friday, you've got most of
the
staff in there.
There it is.
That way you can just grab whoever and throw them in to the gauntlet as, you know, as it be said. And then Saturday, you figure then you have a few of the coworkers there, so you know you have them. But then Sundays, and normally that's a family day. So
yeah, right. 50 years ago, Sunday was family day before the mother worked as well as the father, and corporate America decided that everybody should do the job of three people. And yeah, there used to be a time when people didn't work on Sundays.
Yes, well.
I'm going to try and do. I wonder, has anybody ever tried to do like the Hasbro website or like not like the actual, you know, Hasbro where we're located, and see if they do like Hasbro tours or what their usual hours are, or anything like that.
That's a very, very, very good question. I don't know.
Sorry, Tomcat is messing with me. He apparently, I don't think he likes being called Tomcat.
Yes, well, you know, that's his name and he needs to live with it.
Let's see.
What he's been dubbed with.
I'm actually doing this. I am looking at going to Hasbro headquarters tour. Let's see if we can find out some information. Hasbro headquarters. There's the phone. There's the map. Where's the hours? You know, I'm trying to find it. I'm not seeing it. Why are they going to make things so difficult? Apparently, it's, like, not at, like, a Hasbro.com. Let's see. Hasbro.com shop. No, that's their toy site. No. I guess you got to really, like, fish around for a while to get the information. I thought maybe there'd be, like, a nice little...
Well, do
hey,
you really...
come see us.
Do you
well, yeah,
really
they gotta
think...
have tours, you know, for, like... I'm sure they have tours all the time.
Yeah, but do you really think they really want to advertise them where crazy pony people like us can readily find them and bombard their facilities for tours?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. That's not too much to ask. What's wrong with that? They're a business. They sell toys. They should have, like, a little, you know, daily tour thing. Gosh, the brewery has a tour.
Heck, the Cabbage Patch Hospital has one, and you get to see actual deliveries.
See? I'm telling you, like, toy places are supposed to have tours. This is just not working for me. I'm not very happy about not being able to find, like, a nice little, welcome to Hasbro, tours available from blah, 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 blah. Certainly somebody out there has got to know something about this.
We'll eventually find someone. But, you know, it would be really nice if they had a tour where, you know, it would be the birth of a baby pony?
Oh, you mean like, hey, look, first time ever, here's the creation of...
Well, I guess we could do it that way.
I'm not sure where you were going with this. I mean, did you want, like, real horses to be inside giving birth to a pony? I mean, I'm not sure where you're going.
No, not that. Haven't you ever read the website for Cabbage Patch Kids?
No, they creep me out.
Well,
I stay as far away from them as possible.
The factory is considered a general hospital for them.
Don't they
where
pop out
they,
of cabbages or something in the ground, like sit around, like have heads popping out of the ground?
I think they're supposed to be. They're born from a cabbage patch, yes.
Yeah. No, I don't think ponies are made that way. But, you know, I think it would be cool if we could actually see, like I don't know. I didn't get to go to the Hasbro tour. I guess they had one 5 years ago. Last time they actually had the fair at the Hasbro headquarters, and I want to say that maybe they were able to actually tour. But I mean, I guess it's not like, you know, stuff maybe necessarily getting made on the site anymore. I mean, that would be cool if you like actually go through and watch like the molds being made and the little ponies on little production lines or whatever. But I don't think that's one of the things that's available, but that would be so cool.
Well, they probably do the same thing as what they do at conventions, is they do have the artists there, and what they
do. Well,
we know
we're going to have that. I'm talking about, you know, actually getting to, like, look through, like, a glass window and just kind of, like, be on, like, a conveyor belt. Sort of like a Walt Disney World ride or something, you know, where you just get carried through the entire Hasbro place while you watch the ponies be made. That would be fun. I guess it's not. We're not going to the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory, huh? I think I kind of have like this vision in my head of Hasbro headquarters being like the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory. And
yes,
and
but
not going to be. It's probably going to be like this really boring set of office buildings or offices in a office building. And the most interesting thing about it will be the giant Mr. Potato Head out in the front yard.
Yes, but do we really want it like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory? Because
oh heck yes,
look
we
at
do.
How many look at how many children were maimed.
They all lived. Come on. What's the worst thing? I mean, think
tube.
Of it this way: it would be so interesting. Half the kids would come out with cutie marks in various places of their body because they all go through the cutie mark machine the wrong way. You know, some will have cutie marks on their forehead. Some will have them in the right places. You know, some will have like five of them in quick succession. That would be awesome. The rehearing process might be painful, though.
Yeah, that might be just a tad bit painful.
Yeah, maybe you know that's why most of the people that go to these wacky conventions are adults, because we're smart enough to stay out of the rehearing machine.
Yeah, we'll climb right into the cutie machine.
Yeah, no,
four or five
no,
times.
Now I don't think we're smart enough to stay out of the cutie mark machine. I have a feeling that there would be enough brave souls that would be all about it. Oh yeah, I'm in there.
And then we'd be going in three or four or five or six times in different positions just to get a different cutie mark someplace else.
Of course, that's assuming that these machines are big enough to fit a human. I mean, the newest ponies are, what, all of, like, 3 inches high. So, I mean, maybe you get a finger in there. But, you know, this is starting to, like, have, like, really strange, gruesome images float through my head as we talk about machinery and body parts. Maybe we should talk about something else.
Are
At any rate,
sure
I'm very
that?
Excited that we're going to all be there. We're all going to be under the same pony roof at the convention, where the My Little Pony Talk people will all be able to take a picture together.
Ergo, why I am desperately searching for work.
Well, you still got a few months left.
Well, you got to figure, I've also got to go through the 3-month trial period before, you know, I can use any type of time off.
Well, you could just get a temp job. If they want to fire you, oh well, see ya, I'll be back in 3 days.
Yeah, don't call me for work until Monday.
Well, let's see, how many weeks do you need before you can collect unemployment? And you could get fired, then you don't have to worry about it.
You need 15 weeks plus, you need 15 weeks plus have made $15,000.
Wow. There are like no minimum wage jobs that pay you $1,000 a week.
No.
I mean, I'm guessing, I mean, I don't know what your skill set is or anything, but I'm just, you know, off the top of my head, I'm going, wow, a job that pays $1,000 a week, that's not a bad paycheck right there, but
no.
Yeah, that might be a little steep, huh? To
yeah.
try and knock out in a short period of time there for you. Sorry.
Yeah, but you got to figure I'm not a minimum wage, so.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to. That's what I was saying. I don't know what your skill set is, and I don't want to insinuate in one direction or the other, you know. So we're just not going to. We're not going to go into your, you know, financial.
But yes, I found that about
capability there.
I found that out about Illinois law when I worked for H&R Block for two tax seasons. And, of course, you know, once the tax season's up, they lay you off.
And what do? Lay you off at, like, 14 weeks and $14,385?
That's basically about it.
Of course they would. They would know. They're tax experts. I can't imagine anybody being able to get anything from them. And once again, all right, so the key here is, though, go get a job so you can go to the Pony Fair, which is, it's closer to you now, isn't it?
No, it's actually further away.
Further
away? It's
closer
to you this time.
Yes, thank gosh. 7-hour drive.
Last year's was close to me.
I really got to get on board with geography. For some reason, I always want to say you're like in like Ohio or something, aren't you?
I'm in Illinois.
Illinois. Okay, so that's not as north as I thought it was. It's kind of like west of me, isn't it?
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm right outside of Chicago.
Well, I don't know where the heck that is.
Lake Michigan.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking Great Lakes, and when I think Great Lakes, I just think so much more north than, I mean, they're really big lakes, so the one comes down a lot further than, I guess, it's not as north as you would think. The thing's like the size of several states, so, you know what, I'm just going to go to a freaking map. I looked you up once.
And you know what the sad part is? I have mailed you several pieces of mail.
No, you know what's really sad is that I have, like, a 5-foot by 3-foot map of the United States on our wall, right outside of Kitten's bedroom door. And we're always talking to her about, you know, where's this, where's that, blah, blah, blah. And for some reason, okay, yeah, you're, like, directly west of us. Wow. I guess this is what happens when you're in the military and you move around so much. You lose a sense of self. I didn't even realize I was this north. Okay, yeah, you're like almost probably on a similar freaking parallel. We're pretty close. Yep, Kentucky was a lot closer to you, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, this is a lot further. You could drive to Kentucky, couldn't you?
I could have if I wanted to rent a car and have to spend all that money for a car.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to figure, taking it out of the state, that's more tacking more onto the fees.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't rented a car in so long, I don't know what all the particulars are.
That's why I decided I would just forego the flying and the road rage and the yelling at every single car in front of me, and I just let Southwest do the driving.
Well, there you go. Oh.
No. I just sat back for about 20 minutes, and then I had to get back up again.
Well, I think you need to get a job. We are now in, what, March, April, May, June, July. All right, you've got about 17 weeks or 18 weeks to go? I'd say probably about 17, 18 weeks before the fair.
Please don't put it to me that way. Please don't put it to me that way.
Well, that's a lot better than saying you have, like, 4 months. Isn't it?
Four
is a much smaller number than 17 or 18. I was trying to make it sound, you know, as a reasonable distance away as possible.
Four months sounds a lot nicer.
Okay, fine. Whatever works for you. You got 4 months. Get cracking. I expect to hear that you have a job next week.
So do I. I have one very good prospect, so.
So, that being said, everybody else out there, make sure you're putting money in your penny jar and getting your lemonade stands going, because I expect to see you all at the fair. I'm going to be handing out pony snacks. There you go. That's incentive to go. I am going to go around and personally hand out pony snacks. And I'm bringing enough for the whole class.
Oh, dear Lord.
I've already started buying pony snacks every time we go food shopping because the expiration date on those suckers is for, like, 2014. I mean, they last forever. So we just buy a couple boxes a week.
Actually, I think I've still got several boxes.
And
I do mean several.
Them.
No.
Well, you know, I figured, it's not going to be that bad. I mean, even if, let's say 300 people show up at the pony fair, that's 30 boxes. That's 30 boxes of pony snacks.
I think I've got 10.
I've got 10 right now. Shoot, I mean, maybe I should bring more. I'm not going to have so many freaking pony snacks. I'm not going to know what to do with them. I wonder how many people will show up.
Yeah, we'll be in our...
get a hold of Summer and see if I can get a tally from last year. I have an idea. Anyway, everybody is going to get pony snacks. They have to go to the pony fair.
There you go. See, I say we be in our rooms and we just throw them across the hall from each other.
We could do that too. We just, you know, I'm just going to be like opening up, you know, patio doors, dumping big buckets of pony snacks on people as they walk by. It's raining pony snacks. Give me all your green ones. That's nuts. I'm going to, like, open up every single package, take out the green ones, and tape them back together, and then hand them out. With
no,
a little
that's
sign that
wrong.
Says, Lil Alley Cat was here.
No, that is wrong.
All your greens belong to me.
That was wrong. But I think we should go ahead and jump right back into our topic.
Okay, we could do that, I guess. Yeah, we could talk about ponies if you like. Hey, I mean, we're not that far. We're talking about pony-related stuff here. Come on. It's relevant. It's all relevant.
Not relevant enough.
Okay. Well, let me find my little handy-dandy message that I sent to you guys that has all the handy-dandy links in it.
And I'm trying to find it.
What, you don't know where it's at either?
No, I'm trying to remember where we were at. I think we were done with this link. We were done with the second link. We were moving on to the third link.
As soon as I find it, I'll let you know. When did I send it to you?
You sent it to me last Friday.
Which was?
The 25th.
The 25th. All right, so looking for an email I sent on the 25th. Great. Oh, there it is. Yay, I found it. Okay. You know, did you hear that magical noise?
Yes.
That magical noise is saying magical things to me.
That is very scary if magical noises are saying something to you.
That magical noise was a precursor for other magical noises that we might hear on the My Little Pony talk show. You wouldn't know of any other magical noises, would you?
I don't know what you could possibly be talking about.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you're the host with the switchboard capabilities, so if you don't know what I'm talking about,
I
certainly don't.
Could this be the...
That silence.
Boy, I really need to just delete that file.
Yeah, the silence file, we don't need a special file for that.
No, it's actually supposed to be crickets.
Oh,
creepy.
Yeah, you really need to get a Cricut one. Because the awkward silence one is just, well, it's awkward. Cue awkward silence.
Boy, I don't understand it. It worked before I took and uploaded it.
Oh, well, it's just another day of technical difficulties. Nothing new.
Yeah, that is our life here at the My Little Pony Talk Show. If we don't have at least one technical difficulty, we have not really had a show.
This is true. So I'm looking at our list, and I'm also trying to decipher where we were. And we were... of course. Now we get magical noises. Oh, hello, pony people. What did you do? Tickle her on the way out? Hello, pony people.
Hello, anybody out there?
I was loving
Am I reading?
New,
oh, there they are. Hi.
It was like magic horn. I love the magic horn that I got before the actual arrival. It was like magic noise preceding magic noise. It was awesome.
Oh, dear. I had a fanfare this evening?
You did. You know, I heard the trumpets a-blaring.
I'll have to play that back. Like Princess Celestia has? Ooh, cool.
Yeah, like handsome boy ponies pulling a chariot. No, it was more like pony genie magic-y noise that like, magically said, hey, what's that I hear in the distance?
That was sparkles flying out of the spout of the teapot, and the teapot was rattling on the table, going clunk, 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 and lid rattling, saying, rub me, rub me.
I'm loving that new addition. Yeah, we should definitely have your the precursor, you know, arrival noise more often. That was great.
How's everybody?
I was able to prep, which we then followed up with awkward silence. That was great, too.
It was supposed to be crickets.
Yeah, it was crickets going, wow, this is awkward. Hush, be quiet.
Let's not do anything.
Yeah, look, stage fright.
Me, never. Uh-uh.
No, the crickets.
Technical difficulties.
No, the crickets.
Yeah.
The crickets had stage fright.
Anybody who's ever met me in person knows I ain't shy.
Oh, yeah,
no,
you are definitely
not.
Not
a word I'd use for you, no.
No.
Who's all listening tonight? Let me give them my shout-out. Who are my peeps in the chat room? Mrs. G here and Yum Yum. Hi, guys.
Yum.
Well, wait, who's here? I mean, I'm not logged into chat. Don't even talk to me about what's going on with computers at my house right now.
And we do have someone new in here. It's Vicky Brownies.
Well, hey,
hello, Vicky.
Vicky Brownies.
I remember
you
saying you were going
to
be on.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, she's relatively new. She found out about our show when I was shamelessly plugging our show on the boards, trying to find
and
out.
You
I was
do so
I was
well.
Asking people, hey, we have so many downloads. We have like something crazy, like 35,000 downloads now, guys. I mean, we are just freaking going at such a clip. And I made a post a couple weeks ago. I was like, okay, obviously people are listening. A lot of people are listening. So, you know, some feedback, you know, tell us what you like or don't like or blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't believe that a lot of the responses I got were, didn't even know you had a show.
And, you know, that's something you would expect.
And Vicky Brownies is one of our new listeners. So, hey, welcome back again. This is like probably, what, our second or third show she's actually listening to. I mean, live anyway.
I love
it.
We've got
so
a
impressed.
Chat room full of people, and they're chatting and chatting and chatting. So I'm with you there in spirit. I, for whatever reason, I still can't log in. So if you see a guest there with some numbers, it's probably me.
Yeah, there's two of them here. So
okay,
the guests
I'm the
are like the closet pony collectors. They're just not ready to come all the way out. That's okay.
It's okay. You know what? It's a nice
it's
closet. It smells good. It's pink inside. There's logos on the doorknob. Hang in there as long as you need to. Nobody's going to drag you out of the pony closet on this show.
Nope.
Your secret is safe with us, pony friends.
That's right. We're just thrilled to have you. At any rate, we didn't really get a whole lot of feedback, but that's okay. We did get some new listeners out of the post. So I just find that amazing. You know, I think it's great that we have a lot of listeners. I love you all. I think you're really brave individuals to continue to come back. And I think it's great that there's still new people finding out about us. You know, every time we make a post, somebody's like, hey, there's a show.
Well, I found out about a whole new World of Pony fandom this week. I think I sent the link out to you guys.
Yeah, you did, and I tried to figure out what that link was all about.
Huge site. It's sort of like a blog. I think it's a branch off from 4chan, and it just sort of went its own way.
But it seems like it's really a G4-focused blog. Was there
it's
something
totally
else on there?
Totally G4-focused. No, totally. It's all about Friendship is Magic.
Okay, because
and there's a lot of stand stick and everything to do with the G4s.
Because I thought that you sent us the link to say maybe, you know, we're picking up listeners from this place, and I didn't see anything that in any way hinted to us or there was a link to us or anything on there, so I wasn't quite sure what you were showing me. Other than, hey, look at the blog.
You that there's an enormous world out there. If these people are able to, like, make threads that go 4,000 posts inside of, like, a week or two.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they have, like, they went from, like, 10,000 to, like, 300,000 freaking
hits
or 500,000 hits in just a few weeks.
Yeah,
so.
They have, like, exponential hits on that site. So it's somehow, you know, even one or two people from that world somehow keyed into our show, that would explain our sudden increase in downloads. Or it could just be a fluke, you know. Maybe we're getting picked up on Mars, you know.
Yeah, or maybe
you
people are just
know.
Finally catching on. You never know. Something happened, something big, but we went from a few hundred to several thousand a month. And every month we are growing. Even February had more downloads than January, even when January had 3 days more than February. So it's awesome.
We just love it. Wherever it's coming from, hello. Thanks for listening to us. And, you know, hey, ponies rock.
Yeah, they do. They're awesome.
They're awesome enough
for us to talk about them for years on end every week.
Oh, we have enough material. Forget about it. We could go forever with this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, easily right now, we've already got the next 2 years mapped.
We'll be doing this show when you're a grandmother.
Oh,
we'll be talking
gosh.
About generation 14.
No, I won't be doing the show. By then, I'm going to pass it off and be like, Kitten, get on this dang thing.
Kitten will be the new little alley
I'll be,
cat.
I'll be
You'll
deaf
be the old
in one
gray
ear
cat.
From holding the phone up every week.
Dolly will be like a mechanized android cat. She'll be like walking around the house.
Yeah, Dolly will have like, she'll be like 7 of 9 cat.
7 of 9 cat, that's right, 7 of 9 lives.
one glowing eye and 3 anatomical arms. A tail.
Me and Pandora Rose will be talking about, like, you know, the 23rd Twilight movie.
Well, actually, no, they can't do the 23rd Twilight movie because there was only 4 books.
Oh, but don't think they won't have a spinoff. They did reproduce. Come on.
Yeah, right. Like, Buffy had Angel and, All of the Family
Buffy had a whole comic, an actual manga. The manga is crazy, okay? Buffy fans?
Oh, manga.
The manga for Buffy is some, whoa, okay, risque.
Oh, manga can be very risque. It can be adult manga. It could be teen manga. It could be kiddie
this
manga.
This is adult manga.
Manga
just
for
go there.
Boys, manga for girls.
Yeah,
and I
know,
didn't realize
no, manga's
it was
crazy.
Manga.
Manga's a whole other genre. Hey, speaking of manga... And
in
manga-related
Queens, we call
things.
It manga.
No, actually, it's manga.
I know it's manga.
Us ignorant, you know, Americans tend to mispronounce everything. I found a thing on Lauren Faust's one of her websites. She's got a few websites, fan art and deviant art, and her Facebook and things like that. And somebody, I guess Lauren Faust also has a. Another show, another cartoon that she makes in addition to the Friendship is Magic show.
Mm-hmm.
And there was somebody who was a fan of both, And the other show is about, like, a group of girls. So they took the group of girls and gave them, they morphed them with, like, the characters from the Pony Show, the My Friendship is Magic show. So it was, like, so cool because they had these girls, but they were, like, you could totally tell which one was Applejack and which one was, you know, Twilight Sparkle, and, but they were human. And it was, like, very manga kind of-esque, kind of like, whoa. And you want to talk about finding out there's all these worlds and all these fans out there. I mean, here was this person who is, don't know where this person came from, but she's just a huge fan of Lauren Faust stuff, that she's just combining her shows into this fan art. Again, that had the My Little Ponies in it in a very strange
she
kind of way.
She is so talented. And, you know, you could work ponies into nearly anything if you put your mind to it. But
did
that,
you see the Chuck Taylor pony? Did you see the post for that?
I'm so sorry, I got
so excited. But you talked about working ponies into everything. At Zappos.com, you can order, like, ponies. They're actually Keds, not Chuck Taylors, but they're they look like Chuck Taylors as far as the style, but they're Keds. And you can get them in any pony symbol. They got all kinds of pony symbol ones. You can get them yellow with Fluttershy symbol, where like the Chuck Taylor logo would go. Or you can get them orange with Applejack symbol. You can get them purple with Twilight Sparkle symbol. They're freaking awesome.
I suggest all you collectors out there invest in a pair of each and just put them in your closet in a cool, dry place for about 20 years.
They're
going to
be...
Cha-ching, people.
I'm thinking of getting a few pairs just because I'm like... Oh my gosh, that's so freaking cool. And you customize them. You pick the colors of everything. You pick the symbols. They also have ones that like kind of like, I guess, show you, hey, yeah, pre-made, order this. But you can also design your own with all these things. I'm like, wow. That's
awesome. I'm all about design your own. I love design your own anything. But just that they have like merchandise pony into sneakers is such like a cool idea. Sneakers are things that like wear out, you know, so to find them on the secondhand market is really tough, especially like new in the box.
Yeah, I remember I had an old school pair of Vans, the black and white check ones, before they were being made again.
I love Vans.
That was a hard thing to find.
Well, those great patterns in the 80s, you know, and Doc Martens, too.
Oh, Doc Martens still awesome, though. But
if I could go back in time, though, I would buy so many of the cool pairs of shoes and boots. And just put them away. Just have them now. Would be great.
Gotta
have
those backups.
They don't make them the same.
They don't. They change the soles and everything. I remember when that happened. I was like, "What happened to my shoes? The leather's
different." And
nowadays,
they're purposely doing limited runs of certain sneakers. You know, because they know people collect them. They're not dumb. They want to make money on the collectors out there. And face it, we are insane collector personality types. We like to buy things.
We're a step away from hoarders.
We are. We really,
some of us
really
are hoarders. I'm not in the hoarding department,
this.
But some of us in the pony collecting world, let's face it, we're hoarders. It's okay. Organized.
You know
hoarders,
what I hoard? I hoard bookmarks. Anytime I see a new pony site, I bookmark it. I have files upon files of internet
Tomcat
bookmarks.
Makes fun of my bookmarks because he opens up my bookmarks and it's just a bunch of files of bookmarks. And then each file is, like, broken down into further files of bookmarks. And he's just like...
Oh, no, you're not crazy. I will trade you screenshots of your library of bookmarks to mine. We'll see who gets a bigger one.
And I use them all. That's the crazy thing. I'm constantly accessing so many of my bookmarks. It's just, wow. It's like my spice rack. I can't believe I use all that stuff.
Good for you.
But so going back, so everybody knows, now that I've mentioned it, if you're not on the boards and you haven't seen the thread, Zappos.com, that's Zappos.com, you can get your My Little Pony sneakers.
Hooray! Sneakers for everyone.
Ooh.
And I want to say they were reasonably priced, too.
And these are real adult sizes, not kid sizes, right? Because I've been faked out with that before. Somebody will post, like, some cute underwear or a T-shirt or a tank.
No, this is the real deal. Yeah,
it turns out
this is real.
Kiddles. All right, great.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to find... Size. Actually, I'm going to get a good link for it from the boards and for the actual page. I'll link it on the Facebook, our Facebook site, which, by the way, has more friends than I do.
Made. with Rainbow Dash's symbol on it. I wanted, like, shiny blue patent leather boots with the rainbow symbol. I thought those would be really hot to, like, wear to conventions.
They have Rainbow Dash sneakers. I saw them.
I want Mexican wrestling boots.
Oh, well, that's something else.
You know,
though.
The ones they usually
that
put flowers
probably
or skulls or crosses or lightning bolts. I figure if I tell them to do a rainbow lightning bolt, they'll be like, okay. They're used to crazy requests. I gotta go in my bookmarks library. I have to find that link. Oh, here it is. Found them. Okay, so anyway, Rainbow Dash segue back into ponies. What country are we in tonight?
We're still in Japan.
We're still in Japan.
We are wrapping up our world tour of G1 Extremitude with these crazy ponies by, how do you say the name of this company?
Takara.
What does Takara actually mean, guys?
I don't know, the Japanese
name, or does it mean, you know, flower, or does it have some kind of translation?
The Japanese translator is asleep.
Well, just use Google then.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. You're just going to have to do it while I try and find the link for the pony sneakers.
Okay, you do that. Hey, Panda, what you doing?
I'm waiting to get into the topic.
Well, we are in the topic, dear. Can you please write Takara into Google and see what it translates to in English?
Okay. Hold on. There we go.
No, keep it up. I'm dancing. It's probably somebody's name like that. I mean, it's like, what does Hasbro translate to? Do you guys actually know where Hasbro got its name? It's
oh,
kind
my
of an
God.
Interesting story.
Okay, this is just way too funny.
Come on, what is it? Tell me.
Would you actually believe Takara is actually a restaurant?
No. Are you sure you're not thinking of Sakura?
No, Sakura
it's
is
Takara.
Flower.
All right, I'm going to a translation site.
It just means restaurant?
It does not mean restaurant.
No, there's a restaurant called Takara.
Oh, well, I can believe that.
Of course.
What's it actually mean when you put Google Translate on it?
I'm getting there.
I didn't get that far yet.
Takara. Japanese to English translate. It translates to Takara.
Hey, see,
there we go.
Somebody's name. Oh, here, and I was hoping it meant something. It's probably like a Hasbro kind of thing.
Probably.
Like, but Hasbro was founded by two brothers, two German dudes, and their name was like Has something. I forget their full name, but it started with H-A-S, or it ended in H-A-S. It sounded like H-A-S, and then the bro part of Hasbro stands for brothers. That's how they used to do names back in the day. They used to, you know, it's shorten things and chop up names and just abbreviate things to death. And that's where Hasbro started. We'll find all this out when we go on the tour in July, guys.
They're going to tell us about Takara's?
No.
Oh, hey,
did you go to the tour?
Were you there when they did it in Rhode Island before?
I have never gone on the Hasbro tour, no. And I'm looking forward to this. I think it's going to be great. I'm going to install a secret hidden camera in a wig, and I'm just going to wear it, and I'm going to get all this footage in all the rooms they say you can't take pictures in.
Really?
No,
no pictures?
Not really. It would be cool, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'll have the flower, like a corsage with like a wire coming out of it, and I'll say, so what's planned for next year? Here, talk into the flower. I have a walking WikiLeak waiting to happen.
Yes, we do. We do have to love you.
All right, it's Japan time, everybody. We don't have that much left, really. Oh, and I just want to thank anybody who tuned in. I know I spread the word tonight that we were doing Japan. We really are getting on topic, and thanks for listening. You know, if you have anything to share, you know, feel free to email us. I think it's mylittleponytalk@gmail.com.
Yes,
always
it is.
Welcome your anecdotes, corrections, praise, bribes, love mail, hate mail.
Donations.
Donations, yeah, sure. Suggestions and all that kind of stuff. So what do we got up first? We're looking at baby ponies, little tiny baby ponies with eyelashes.
Mm-hmm. No, we finished
those.
No,
clothes,
we finished.
Clothes. We were looking at clothes. These cute little outfits that they came in. Look at that, will you? Okay. Takara was licensed by Hasbro to make My Little Pony in the 1980s, am I right, in Japan?
Yes.
And these things were produced from what years now? Dude, I wish we had Woozy here. She knows, like, everything about this stuff.
Did we ever say what years they were produced? I don't recall.
Well, I missed kind of part of the last
show. I
don't
think we got...
I don't know.
I don't
know
think
much
we have
backstory.
Much information on that.
But it was in the 80s. We know that from the
yeah.
date on the packaging, right? Okay, so fine. It was in the 80s, and they made, like, two kinds of ponies? Is that what it is? Big ones and little ones?
Yes, they did.
Okay, I'm just giving a 30-second recap here for anybody that missed last week. And there was a pink adult and a yellow adult, and they have these big noses. And, well, if you just Google Takara ponies, T-A-K-A-R-A, pony, or My Little Pony, you'll see what we're looking at very, very quickly. And what we didn't know was that they came in so much merchandise. Somebody got their hands on a Takara catalog and was kind enough to scan all the pages and upload it. So now it's making the rounds. They make other toys, too, but man, there was so much pony stuff. And the Japanese people that I showed it to this week, they said they never even heard of it. They had no idea this stuff even existed. So I don't
really?
Know how common it really was. Yeah, no, they had no idea. And they're our age. They should know it. They should have had them when they were kids.
Well, you know, the Japanese have so many little cute things. I mean, it's so easy for that stuff to get lost in the mix, especially
yeah,
when
really.
It's all about Sanrio over
thing.
There.
Some little animal with cute eyes.
Yeah, shocking. Who would have thought?
They got a house full of that stuff.
Yeah, they have no shortage of that stuff. It's so hard,
right,
too.
All right, so...
Arika?
What am I... Where is that link I'm supposed to be looking at? Somebody relink me, please.
Third
can
link.
You, no, wait, it's in the email. Email. Okay,
yeah,
it
should
it.
Be in the email. We want to try and stay in order, I guess.
All right, Panda, please.
Third link. Not the YouTube.
Start talking.
Not the second. Okay. We're basically, again, we're doing the outfits, and these are actually cute little outfits. If everyone's looking at the same link, the first one that's up is called Hat and Hat. And it's actually a cute little dress with little hats on it, and it has a barrette that looks like a hat, and it has a charm. It looks like a little bracelet. But it's most likely a necklace.
Most likely, yeah.
Bracelet for you, necklace for them.
Exactly.
Aww.
Oh, wait,
how it always
gonna...
works?
I'm sorry, it's not a hat. It's two barrettes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's called barrette hat, called. But looks like barrettes to me. Actually, they don't look like barrettes. One looks like a pick, like more like a little hair pick. So they're not even barrettes. If
when's
you look
hair...
close at it, it looks more
actually,
like a little thing you stick into their head.
There you go.
Like the well, like the Happy Tails. Like the Happy Tails had those little picks.
And
that
pony
that had
so
the hair
much
and
hair.
Stuff on them.
You could do a lot with hair like that. You could pick
oh,
it.
Yeah.
You could comb it. You could wrap things into it. Curly
and
hair
up...
is so much more fun.
Yeah, definitely these weird little hair picks. They didn't do ribbons and bows the way we did. Oh, some of these necklaces are really cute. I'm scrolling down, and I'm seeing a recurrent theme for all these little sets here.
And up next, we have blue dress with tulips. It's a cute little blue dress with a little bit of lace on it, a little pink bow, and a little string of white pearls.
They kind of look like baby blue pearls, don't they?
Slightly.
Slightly. And maybe it could be lighting. It could be. It's hard to say if they're like a real light pale blue or if they're white. Or they could even be metal, for all we know. I mean, it's so weird that color, that lighting can be so tricky.
It definitely
can. Hey, guys,
can.
I found possible info on the date, okay? Takara is related to Tomi. Takara became Tomi. You guys know Tomi, right? T-O-M-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They were made under license by Hasbro Bradley. And if you know from flipping over your ponies, the ones that are branded Hasbro Bradley, they came out in about 1985, 86. And I think by you stopped seeing Hasbro Bradley on ponies by like 86, 87. So that should probably sort of kind of date these for us. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Little sleuthing work there.
Maybe. Sure, I'll take it.
Maybe.
I'm just playing alone because I clicked the third link, right, that you guys told me to click on, but I'm not seeing any of these photos that you're describing.
Okay, is it the third link down?
One, two,
not
three.
Including?
Actually, it's the fourth link, isn't it? Right under
not
lots of
clothing. Not including the YouTube. You don't want to include the YouTube. Then you count one, two, three.
So it'll be the fourth link. It's the first link that after lots of clothing has been found,
okay,
and then it's the first
to the
clothing link.
Word. All right, that will help me.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because I was looking at a thread that had the frizzy-haired pony. Oh, here we go. Here's some outfits. Lovely.
Zazzle. Sorry, guys. It's the Zazzle store. No wonder I couldn't find it. I'm like, what the heck is wrong?
Somebody post the link in the chat room.
I'm going to, for the Zazzle, for the sneakers?
Yeah, that and post the link of the thread that we're on. Forearms, Pony Talk.
I already did. I did post the link to what we're in right now.
Okay.
Cool. So you can all play
along.
No,
I've got to.
We're looking at
it. I've
got
to figure out if I can log in because I'm not in the usual. Tomcat has my hard drive, dual hard drive split. I'm working on some sort of Linux side of the house, and it doesn't have any of my bookmarks, and it's really got me. Not a happy kitty.
Excuses. Tomcat.
Move it.
I'm on my way. So you know, people listening later, at a later date, it wasn't Zappos. My bad. It was Zazzle. Zazzle is like known for being able to custom make anything you could possibly imagine, which is the www.zazzle.com. And, I think you just have to put in ponies as a keyword. But I'm also going to put the link up in our chat room here in a moment as soon as I can get in. And I'm also going to put it on our Facebook page. So there will be a couple places to be able to find it. That means you got to be our friend at Facebook. My
oh,
Little
yeah,
Pony
be our
Talk.
Facebook friends, guys.
And, hey, I'm going to plug it again. If any of you, and there's lots of you, that download us off iTunes, maybe have a moment, actually leave us some sort of feedback on the little iTunes things. You know, you can leave, like, a little, like, what do you call that? Like, a little
it's
mini review.
It's called writing
review.
A review.
Yeah, there you go. Write us a review. I don't know. Just, you know.
If you have an iTunes account, you can sign in and tell us.
Yeah, and you can tell us, you know, whatever you want to tell us within reason.
Even without reason.
Okay, without reason. I don't care. Just type in a bunch of gibberish. At least we know you're there.
Mm-hmm. Send us feedback in Japanese. That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Okay.
All right, are we up to the last dress? Did we finish the dress?
I think we got to the second dress. I think.
Wait,
do you really
How
want to describe
does it
each
to
and every dress?
Address these dresses? Here, look, we got a dress. In the second picture, we got another dress. In the third
They're
picture,
all dresses.
Different dress.
They all have a bracelet / necklace, and they all have picks. Right?
Yeah, the picks look like those funny barrettes I used to wear as a kid, those like hard plastic bows.
All right.
Yes, but it's not like we've got that many more to go.
Okay, go for it. It's your deal. Here, there's a link for the sneakers, guys. I just put it up in the chat board for you.
Hooray!
Yay! I accomplished something today.
Oh,
do I really? Tell Vicky Brownies, no, we really don't want feedback. Well, sure. Do we want feedback in Japanese? Sure. That makes us look very cultural.
I like that. Foreign feedback is always welcome.
Yeah, sure. Go for it. Foreign feedback. I'm all about it. That sounds awesome. Now I'm going to go and post it onto our Facebook. See how I multitask for you people? Continue telling us about the stuff there. Panda, you were doing a great job.
Up next, it is the pink dress, which, of course, is so pink that it almost blends in with the background in the box.
I'm not going to interrupt because that's how we lose time.
Yeah, just keep going. Come on.
I thought maybe I could get something out of that. That one, it does come with a yellow set of pearls. We cannot mistake that for yellow. The next up is a cute little red dress with a white collar, and it looks like a pink bracelet / necklace,
mm-hmm.
Pink or clear. Up next is a little sailor outfit.
Oh,
that is just too cute. And it's in blue gingham with a white set of pearls and a little pink bow on it. Up next is another blue dress, but this one has, do we want to say that's a yellow necklace?
Yeah, yellowish. Yeah, I would.
Yeah. And the cute thing about this dress is it does have two pearls on it on the little Peter Pan collar.
Yeah, like pin-down collar and that cute gingham / flower print. Very girly, very cute. I like blue. Blue is nice.
So that ends that one.
Yep.
And moving on to the next set.
Another link.
The other link doesn't look like there's much difference.
A bunch more clothing. Is that the link?
That's it. But it doesn't really state what the names of the clothing are. So.
Oh. Kiseke dress variation.
Kiseke? Kiseke?
Yeah, that's what I said. Told you.
These are so awesome, guys. These sneakers. They even have the symbols for, like, some of the brothers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, same kind of outfit. Notable variation. The print on the fabric, the bow, different colors.
Yeah. So we can actually just skip over that one.
Skip.
Oh, they got like, this one looks like it's a Luna sneaker. Sorry, guys, I'm like totally digging on some of these
sneakers. You're on another page entirely.
I know, I'm
completely
get
off
on a different page.
And
I'm sorry.
This is about pony fashions, but
we need to finish Japan tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Actually, the link that comes up next actually goes to a set of albums. So I'm going to post that up in the chat room. And I say we hit keychains and cell phone straps and see what's in there.
Okay, going to the link for key phones and key chains and cell phone straps. Don't
sure, it works for me.
In the chat room. La, la, la,
boy,
la, la.
Is it me or do these look like just regular? They are.
What are we
looks
looking
like
at? Hold
these
on.
Are the U.S.
You guys are on your own because they can't access
mail
this,
order.
This restricted area.
Hold on.
Yes,
she's talking about, remember the Taft Baby Japanese keychains that came out not that long ago.
Maybe it
was a while ago now, but she's talking about those. They look just like the Taft mail order G1 babies, but they were made exclusively in Japan.
Okay.
That's what she's looking at, because I think this is the first time maybe Amy's seen them. So,
I can't see them at all.
When they
were somebody who can see them, describe them to me. They're little. They're on Japanese cards. They're like cell phone bling, right?
Pretty much. I think they were closer to being the actual size of like the Taft babies, though. I don't think they were. I don't know if they were quite that.
Actually,
small.
It looks like they're twice as fancy. They have stockings in two different forms. They have the original baby stockings that's red, and they have baby stockings that's got green fur stockings in her hair.
I'm getting there. The pink board always loads so slow.
They had quite
a few. They had the Taft baby ones. They had a couple variations of the mail order stockings. So, yeah, they had Taft baby sugarberry and Milky Way and baby dancing butterflies. And then the two baby stockings, which I think is really cool, is that there's the green one because we never had a green baby stocking.
One.
That's
so
awesome.
Excuse me, I hate to interrupt, but did you guys post this link in the chat room yet?
I did.
Here, did you post the link for the actual page that we're on just
that
with
you're looking
one picture?
At. The
I'm not going to post it per picture. I mean, that would hurt.
Fine, I'll
post
do it. I'm here
gallery.
Already. All right, here. Here we go. Boom. There we
I
are, baby.
I posted the actual gallery, and I stated which part we were going
well, that's
into.
That's fine. You post the gallery, and then I can go ahead and put up each individual link so that the Pony Genie can get to it. Did that work for you there, Pony Genie?
Oh, let me try. Hold on. Nah, it says you're trying to access a restricted area.
She needs to be logged into the arena in order to access the gallery.
I'm a blue board girl.
I'm sorry, honey. You'll just have to go off the description. But, you know, this is a wonderful opportunity for you on the other side there to see if we are very successful in giving a good enough description that you don't always need pictures.
You're not. I'm in the dark. I hear two girls talking about some stuff that I can't see, so I'm waving my arms and standing on my chair saying, describe it!
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you want to do it, Amy, or shall I give it a go?
I'm just going to go get one of my little keychains from the other room.
These girls are basically the same as the babies. It looks like if they were Pegasus ponies, what they did was, it looks like all the ponies are Earth ponies.
But what they
did was, they did an outline of the wings in a color that would just pop out at you, such as with Dancing Butterflies, her outline is red. And you can see these cute, looks kind of like a spider web.
Cool. Wow.
And looks like it was for Milky Way. It's not as noticeable, but it kind of is, because it is silver.
Well, all of her
just
stars
like her
are
stars.
Silver, too, so. So it's as if, is it like a coloring book, you know, how the wings would look if they were just drawing them in on a coloring book. So that's what you got.
Cool.
Exactly.
And this is what now? This is
cute.
A cell phone strap, or this is a
something
else?
These are keychains.
Keychain?
Little keychains, yeah.
Okay.
These are the keychains.
And they've got their own little, did you mention
on it or things
did you mention the little hook and the little comb, the special
They do have a hook and they have a comb.
They have like
and
a little
comb is hanging
clip.
Off the hook.
Yes, and they have their own special little combs, which is shaped unlike any of the combs we've seen before. It's sort of like, it reminds me of a sun pick in its shape, the G1 sun picks, but instead of having that sun.
The rising half sun.
Right, instead of a rising half sun, they have a similar design, but it looks more like a rainbow that sits on two clouds, And the pick part is very short. So the part that you actually can brush the hair with is a very short-toothed comb. But the pick part, the handle part, is larger. But again, you're talking about keychains here, so I guess you got to have something to hold on to. And it's sort of like a charm on the keychain. You know, like the pony's one charm, and then the little pick brush, pick comb is the other charm. So it's really cute. Each one, the comb matches the pony or the pony symbol or something like that in color. So you don't have one color for each. Yeah, these things are adorable.
They are.
And they went for so much. I remember when these first were coming out, and I want to say maybe it was about 8 years ago. I'm not exactly sure when these came out, but it was when G2s were still in stores, I think.
I'm putting myself on mute for a minute, guys, so I can do something here in the kitchen.
But these things went for a pretty penny even back then. I mean, you were practically paying what you pay for a real twice as fancy baby mail order for one of these suckers. They were a hit the moment they arrived on the scene. So the weird thing is
the
packaging, and I don't know if you mentioned this because I was so busy messing around with links, but the packaging is like the G2 packaging. So this stuff was obviously produced when they were doing G2s. Because the rainbow design, the logo, and everything that's going across the top of the packaging is the G2 rainbow. It's not the G1 style. It's not the G3 style. It's not some made-up My Little Pony style. It's the G2 swirl of a rainbow with My Little Pony across it. So
yeah,
that's another indicator of kind of giving you a time frame. Maybe it was 10 years ago, like I was thinking. But I'm going to say about 8. I'm going to stick with 8. But that's when they came out. It was really cool because we were all freaking out. They're like, oh, my gosh, because they're G1-style ponies. Very close. Now, they're not like I can't tell with the head. They might be Baby Ember's pose, I think is what they used.
Yeah, it is Baby Ember's pose.
So each and every one of them is in Baby Ember's pose regardless. And so they were G1 ponies. With the G1 symbols, there's no doubt about, you know, who they were trying to recreate symbol-wise.
Except for there were a couple of ponies that were not created. There's one blue pony with purple hair, gold hair, and a golden rainbow symbol.
That's a rainbow baby symbol. That's not a symbol we haven't seen before. It's just the color combination is different, but the symbol is very recognizable.
Hmm.
And the same deal with the other ones. Those are all the rainbow baby symbols. They just did the hair a little differently.
Okay.
If you compare it, you know, it's still the light blue rainbow baby. It's still the pink rainbow baby. They just, you know, you're just not recognizing it as easily.
Right. And then moving on to the cell phone straps.
Oh, I have one
here
of these.
Here again.
Hold on. What's the Pony Genie saying?
I'm sorry. I'm just
excited
because I'm holding mine in my hand right now.
What, you have one?
I have a cell phone strap.
Which one?
Well, let her describe them first, and then I'll tell you which one I have.
I think she wants the... ones are you moving on to now?
Thank you. Here we have the Christmas pony, but again, just like stockings, she's in two forms. You have the traditional red one, but then you also have green. And the cute little thing is, with the strap.
It's not stockings, though, right? It's Mary Tree.
No, it's the Christmas pony.
The baby
Mary
stockings,
Tree.
The Kellogg's baby stockings.
Is it really?
Yes, and one's red, just like the one we see, the white body with the red stocking and the red hair, but the other one is green. A white body
with
green stocking and
green
hair.
That's why I was trying to explain just like with that one, you had the two different variations. One was red, one was green. I hadn't said her name yet.
So cool.
You said stockings when you first started talking about it.
Yeah, you did say stockings.
I said just like stockings.
That's her name. It's baby stockings. Not just like stockings.
Right.
That's who it is.
No. Okay, you're
you
not
just left the baby part out.
you're not getting what I'm saying. Is just like with the baby stockings, one was red, just like the traditional. The other one is green.
Lost in translation. Moving on.
Are there any other kinds of cell phone straps?
Yeah, they made some other ones, but I don't know if they're going to be mentioned here.
Hold on.
Well, maybe I'll mention mine then, in case. See if there's any other stuff.
All right, so we talked about the twice as fancy ones. You talked about the two rainbow baby ones, and you talked about the stockings, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to get the next page to load to see if there's anything else. Oh, there's phone straps. Now, are you referring to the ones that are of a different generation there, Karen?
Mine is of G1, Mary Treat. She was a pony that came out in, I think, 1990. She has Santa Claus for a symbol. Not to be confused with stockings, who has a stocking for a symbol.
Right,
this is a white pony with Santa Claus on her butt.
I think that's where Panda was about to go, because now we're talking about the phone straps.
Yep, that's what I got, cell phone straps.
Right, and that's where she's at now.
Awesome.
And I've never seen these. I don't remember seeing these when they came out, so this is a first for me.
Well, they're kind of newer, really. They're 80s ponies, but they were released, like, way later. They were, like,
yeah, all
these retro.
Were released early 2000, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's even
there.
A website on the card that you could go to if you want it.
Right, and like I was saying, the artwork and everything is G2 artwork.
It is. It's a G2 card, which is so cute. It's like a little mini card. I mean, the card on this thing is only about 5 inches tall. It's no taller than an adult G1 pony.
Oh, that's cute.
It is cute.
Well, this is something I guess I'll be looking for at the fair. I'm going to have to find me just one of these Japanese keychain, keyring, phone strap. I don't care. I want one.
The pony on it's the size of those ones that came in the Dolly Mix candies this year. Or even smaller than that. They're puny.
Okay.
She's
Can
only
I
like
finish?
Half the size of my thumb. Oh, I'm sorry to interject. I'll put myself back on.
Because I was trying to finish describing them when the two of you just took over.
But she has one. You can't blame her for being excited about it.
But
she has one.
You're the one who interrupted by going backwards.
I didn't go backwards. It's the very next picture.
You did go backwards because you were counting them off going from the bait and from the keychains.
Well, I apologize. I was just going off of what order I was seeing them on my screen, just making sure, okay, we covered these and to understand where you were going next. And now we know you're at the phone straps.
That's what I had said. Now we're at phone straps.
So, did you want to talk more about these, or are you going to describe the next ones?
This one I'm going to continue to describe, because on these ones, on the actual strap, it was the color, it has, looks like, is it Santa? Karen?
Looks like it could be Santa, but Karen would know.
Car?
Oh, I had myself on mute. Is it okay to talk again?
I'm trying to figure out if that symbol is Santa on the strap.
Well, you're looking at a picture that I can't see. Does it look like a guy in a red suit? If it is, it's Santa.
I thought you had the Mary Tree.
The strap part, not the pony, the strap.
Yeah, the strap is the same symbol. It's the pony symbol,
okay.
Just repeated over and over, with a green buckle on red Santa's on a white strap with a green buckle. My pony has green hair.
Now, the opposite one, which is the red one, has the red top, but her strap has Santa as being green.
Let me guess, with a red buckle.
Yep.
I'm so smart.
That's why I wanted to continue describing these, because they both have this, the buckles match the ponies. but the straps match the other pony.
What?
The red pony has the green strap. The green pony has the red strap.
The green-haired pony has a strap with red designs on it, yes.
Right. The red one has the green one.
Exactly. And on the back it says My Little Pony Tomy, which is what Takara became, 2002, Hasbro International, licensing by Hasbro Consumer Products. So these were actually licensed products even in 2002. Somehow they retained the rights to these Merry Treat. And on the back, it actually has like a SKU, and what do you call it, a bar code, you know, like a scannable thing.
Barcode.
And it says My Little Pony Cell Phone Strap Xmas Version Merry Treat B, the letter B.
So which
and
means
I would assume
the
that
red
the
is
other
A.
one is A, yeah. And it's made in China, and then the rest I can't read because it's all in Japanese.
Of course. But up next is looks like the last of the G1 version of these.
Aww.
And it is dancing button. No, I'm sorry. It's ringlets.
Ringlet.
So, and of course, she
the
has.
The rainbow one, not the brush and grow.
Right. And hers has her strap has the same her same symbol, and everything on this is yellow. It's yellow, 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 and yellow.
Hmm. Except
but
the strap has blue. Her symbol has been reduced to one color, blue.
Yes, well.
Yeah, because her symbol on her body is still rainbow. With the, you know, the rainbow that kind of disintegrates into, like, little rainbow hearts or something like that. But on the strap, it's just kind of looks like weird blue marks.
Yeah, but you got to figure they did have to take and narrow that down for something so tiny. Okay, as a keychain, a strap. You know.
That's not an excuse. I mean, come on. The design on the strap itself is bigger than the design on the pony. So if they were able to do it on the pony in color, there's no reason why they couldn't have put it on the strap in color.
Yeah, well, you can always write to them and complain.
I could.
But unfortunately, rounding off this is actually a G2 pony.
It sure does look like it. It might be. Might be a G2, or it might be one of the sisters.
It's Morning Glory, so it may be one of the sisters. It may be a G2.
It says
what do
Morning
you think?
Glory, though. Well, it says Morning Glory, so I guess it's a G2. Unfortunately, oddly enough, I'm trying to remember. Were there any Sweetheart Sisters that were pink with purple hair that had a flower as a symbol? Looks like a morning glory.
There was one. I can't remember what her name is, though.
Yeah, I'm wondering if... I mean, it says on the site, it says Morning Glory is what she's labeled as. I'm just wondering if maybe... I'm going to look that up and see if any of the Sweetheart Sisters had that color, a color like that, that we could... say, well, it kind of was, sort of, maybe. But it looks like it's supposed to be Morning Glory from the G2s, like you're saying. Hmm. And like it's labeled.
Yeah, I think so.
But I don't want to accept it is really what it's coming down to. they can call it whatever they want, but I'm going to find something else to call it.
You go for it.
Okay, Sweetheart Sisters. No, well, I don't think we can get away with that one. I think we might be out of luck. I might just have to call them Morning Glory. So, because she's what? She's pink with purple hair, and I'm not seeing any sweetheart sisters with that are pink with purple hair. So, oh well, it's Morning Glory.
Yes, it is. But she definitely is cute.
Oh yeah, still cute, still little, still Japanese.
And going back out to the main section, it looks like that's actually it. Because everything else, it looks like with stuff we've already covered.
And we talked about the stories. We talked about the gal that found the mint box for $10.
The girl from Rhode Island, yeah, that was
and
cool.
Did we talk? And we talked about the gal that also recently found her tacos that she had from a kid. Found that she's the one that had the baby set in the carriage, and she's found the carriage itself that says taco on the bottom, so we know it's not a fakie.
Neat.
And I'm trying to look up. I'm looking at that last post. That last link you had sent me, and unfortunately...
Put you down. Since then. Yeah, when I
There's
sent this link,
much
the picture...
In that.
The picture was still up when I sent the link. It's since been messed around with, but... Hey, I think... Is that it? That's just like everything.
Well, some strange, some
oh, I think that last one.
Some
of the pictures
familiar.
Are down, but there's interesting tidbits of information. I'm sorry, that's what that was. Like, that one didn't have, that's where different people of different amounts of knowledge were piping in on this particular thread to give us little bits of information, and I was going to peruse it for little gems of knowledge.
Did you ever do that?
No. I did at the time, which is why I saved the link. But then I was like, you know, I didn't go back and highlight it. There's 3 pages, crying out loud. Hey, look, Takata Casio Limited is what's on the tags of the adults. So... You were right. Nice sleuthing there, Pony Genie. Apparently, 1985 Japan was when the adult Takaras were made.
Hooray!
Because apparently that's what the tag on the ponies says.
Nicely done. All right.
Yeah, see, that's pretty awesome how you put that together.
Well,
all we do is look at this thread.
One of the, like, frequently asked questions that comes up on pony forums is, why do some ponies say Hasbro Bradley? And that's because Hasbro acquired Milton Bradley in 1985. So they were kind of proud of themselves. So they were using both logos for a while, like both names, just to get people used to the idea, I guess, or whatever. They were just showing off. And eventually they just dropped the Bradley altogether and just stuck with plain old Hasbro. Hey,
no, that I actually
see?
Didn't know.
Well, there you go. See, this is a learning experience. Speaking of learning experiences, did you guys see that South African pony that went on eBay recently? Wow. Hachi
which
Machi.
One?
Which ones? What are you talking about?
What do you mean, which one? There was only one South African pony on eBay.
Oh, yes. No, I didn't see how it ended. How did it end?
Oh, wait. Let me pull up my eBay. Hold on. I think I had that one in...
I mean, this pony had a haircut and a half, you know?
Yeah, this pony
is
in rough shape, but she's still, like, the only one of its kind.
I would say this pony got a sex change. That's how short the hair got chopped.
Hmm. Then it must not be the same one that I'm thinking of.
Aren't we talking about Bubbles?
We're talking about Bubbles.
Okay, it is. Hold on. I've got her up in here. Give me a minute. Let me
Are you
get her.
Playing
let me find her.
Pull up eBay.
Come on,
and
how many
South
African
ponies
are
I'm playing.
Right?
I am playing.
Everybody, South African.
I'm the only one
Bubbles.
Not talking. What are you shushing me for?
Because you're all talking over
the...
me, and I'm trying to tell our listening audience, who are the ones that really matter, where to go.
I wasn't talking over you. That's what was so funny. I wasn't saying anything, and you shushed me.
I've got
the
link.
Why do you choose to wear that Maybe that was for someone else.
Well, usually the shush is for me.
Link.
I can't help it.
If anyone shushes you on the show, it ain't me, honey.
Oh, okay. So you were shushing somebody else.
It's Miss
okay.
Giggles with the happy finger on the mute button
oh,
over there.
Oh, see? Oh, her.
You.
Yeah, okay.
Shh. Yes. Yeah,
but
she'll hear you.
But what I'm saying is I got the link and I can post it in the chat room.
Oh, now she tells us.
Now
I've
she
been
tells
trying
us.
To tell you guys. Yes, do we want to know how much she went for?
Let me take a guess. I'm not looking
yeah.
at the link. I'm going to say she went for $2,389.
Come on.
Next guess.
Went over. No showcase reward
one guess per player card is now your turn. What is
well,
your
I
guess?
I already know. I'm looking at the completed auction.
She knows.
She didn't
you
go for anywhere near what I thought she'd go
she
for,
had to
actually.
Have gone for over 1,000. It had to go for over
nope.
1,000.
Nope.
600. It didn't go for over 1,000?
No. Quite a bargain.
Really?
600.
I am shocked. I really thought that would hit 1K easy.
$683.72 U.S., which
you know why
is
my max bid was $683.70. I lost this pony by 2 cents, people. Kidding. I'm kidding.
You
I'm
know
kidding.
Why it went that cheap? Because the pony guru is out of town.
Shh, don't talk about her. She's definitely probably watching this or involved.
She's probably like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. Somebody got a bargain. I can't believe I didn't bid.
Well, congrats to whoever did get her, because she does look cute, even with her short hair. I'm sorry. I'd have to rehair this gal. I know they say don't do it with expensive ponies, but come on. A little bit of hair.
Okay. I do want
to
hide that
in the waistline.
I do want to mention one thing. Okay.
Okay.
There is a My Pretty Pony that is up near Mint inbox from Romper Room. It is the... Hold on. Trying to remember what color it was. It is the original brown one. It looks like she has all of her accessories. Would you like to know what her Buy It Now price is?
A Buy It Now that she won't go for, I'll bet. She's really not worth that much.
What do you think the Buy It Now is?
If it's who I think it is, they probably put it up for like $300.
Nope.
Oh, that person? Yeah, she would. I paid like
Fair.
$15 for mine.
Yeah, she's pretty cheap. I mean, her value isn't very high, even with all of her accessories and such.
$149.
Oh, what a bargain.
Yay. They're going to be sitting on that for a while. Do they at least have a make offer on it?
Yes, they do have a make offer on it, and she looks like shipping is cheap.
Oh, no, you know what I love?
More research.
It's when you,
you know what it is? It's one of these people, it's these vintage toy and collection things where they think everything is worth way more than what it actually is.
Yeah, they're just playing it safe. You know, they figure, they probably paid nothing for it, and then they figure they'll sell it. You know, if some crazy person comes along and wants to pay that for it, then great. Otherwise, they probably don't pay much for listings because they're a power seller. Am I anywhere close on this?
Nope. Not
no?
even.
Way off? Okay.
They only have 159 feedback.
How about this? They're just stupid.
Yeah, they're stupid.
There, I said it.
They have 159 feedback,
said.
So not yeah, even a power seller.
159 feedback, eBay newbies.
Well,
yeah,
you know, some people, they just type in My Little Pony, and they'll go for, like, you know, show me most expensive first. And they'll be like, oh, there's ponies that sell for hundreds. And, yeah, like you said, they'll just throw up a really high price because they think their manky moon dancer with no symbol might be worth $150.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
And to move
yeah.
on, there was actually another one that I was actually watching. It was a lot, and this would have actually been a lot I would have gone for because I don't have any of these ponies.
Oh, I love that.
It was.
Was it the lot with like almost 300 ponies in it?
No, It's a lot of 13 ponies plus Snowball and Catnip.
I was watching that.
You had Mail Order Twinkler. You had Lavender Sea Pony, a Blue Sea Pony. But these were the ones with the little things that look like necklaces. But, of course, these things look like they're so full of mold and rust that it's not even funny. Because you can see it coming right out of them.
I looked at it. There was one pony that's in pretty decent condition worth getting, but for the most part, none of them would make it to my herd. Sorry, they're all pretty rough.
But, yeah, then you've got Baby Fun and Games, Yo-Yo, Baby Pegasus. I don't recognize which one that one is. German Baby Pony. It's the one with the rattle and magenta hair.
Baby I believe Lubin. That's Schlumerlin.
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 Schlumerlin. Then you got Baby Letters, Baby School Bag, Princess Sparkle.
Yeah, they had great ponies in there. They just weren't in great condition, and that was the deal.
Yeah. But that for the condition they were in I don't know how it could have gone with this, $110.
Are you kidding me?
With, like, almost $10 for shipping.
Hello. That's ridiculous. You could get all those ponies probably dang near mint condition for that much. That's stupid.
Yeah, you should come down to Maryland with us and just see what things go for in reality.
Yeah, that's just some newbie bidding war going on there, I'll bet.
That's totally what that was. I think
that wasn't anybody with
a
brain, that's for sure.
You can get bargains on eBay. I'm not saying that you can't. We've all got great bargains on eBay.
But you got to do it smart. Come on. I'm sorry. You have to put in your bid at the very last second. You have to, if you put a bid in at all. You know, you don't sit there and run the stupid price up because there's always a newbie bidder. You know, I saw a post once, and this, again, new buyers, new people in the pony community don't always understand how eBay works. They don't understand what proxy bidding means. And I saw a post once on one of the boards where this person was, you know, everybody puts up there, I can't believe this happened, I'm so sick of this. You know, you have your little rant posts every once in a while.
Yep,
and this person put up a rant post going, I can't believe it how this person, like, no matter what I did, I can't stand auto bidders. They had some sort of program that every time I put in a bid, I was immediately outbid. And I can't stand people that use programs that automatically do that. So I sat there and intentionally kept bidding to run up the price on them. And somebody else had to come and go, that's the eBay proxy bidding service, because this person thought that they were, like, using some sort of, you know, Chinese bidder program, you know, that was, like, getting paid, you know, somewhere on the other side of the planet, some evil machine bot was, like, bidding against them, you know, oh, bid's just been placed, hurry up and place another one and outbid them. They didn't understand that, no, this person just put in their max bid, and unless you outbid them, it automatically jumps to the next successive increment.
Right.
And they didn't get that. But there were quite a few people that were posting going, oh, yeah, I hate that too. And I bid on purpose just to make them pay more. So that's another reason. There's so many people
that
don't
understand. That's what you're dealing with people that think it's cool to bid on stuff just to drive your price up. Or maybe they know the seller and they just figure they'll bid on it to make their friend more money.
Or
this
you have a seller
you
who might be shilling their own auctions and is driving the price up. There's so many reasons why you just don't put in your real max. Unless you think, okay, I'm going to be out of town or something and there's no way I'm going to remember, you still hold out to the last possible minute of putting in your max bid. Because there's so many people out there either don't understand how it works or they're newbies and they just can't stand the idea that maybe they get outbid. And they just bid, and they bid, and they bid, and just like, oh, my gosh, forget it.
Okay, here's a really interesting one, okay? It's the...
You know, can we get pony snacks while we do this?
Go ahead. You guys can go get pony snacks, but I think this one is extremely interesting. It's an international Baby Billy, and it sold, the winning bid was $26.89.
In Germany, they call her Baby Betty.
And the original price that she listed this thing at was $4.99.
Anybody else having pony snacks?
Yeah, I'm having pony snacks.
Okay, right on. I didn't hear the bag. Original
well,
price,
$4.99.
All I
had to do was reach up on top of the fridge to
okay.
get it. I thought, you guys, I thought you'd be longer than you were. Here you go.
Now,
bag.
Now, the reason why, now, I think you guys might understand why I'm saying the original bid, the original opening bid there was $4.99, correct?
No. $4.99, that's what they retailed for or something?
No.
Why did they start it at that? Just so they get
well,
a cheaper starting price?
I have no clue, but the auction ended with selling at $26 and
I think she used to have this. Sold
there's
it.
No greens
great
in my pony snacks.
No, there's no greens in her pony
there's
snacks.
No greens.
Oh, there's no greens.
There's no greens. What a bizarre package I got. There is 5 orange and 5 pink. I don't have greens. I don't have blues. I don't have purples.
Mmm.
Robbed.
These are okay. So tasty.
All right, go on.
Okay, thank you. Now, in that one, there was one person who bid 7 times. Okay. Someone
well,
else.
Back of 6, right? Oh, yum, yum, don't make me fly over there.
One person bid on the same auction 6-7 times?
7 times, okay.
Jeez.
Now, there's a reason why I'm mentioning this item, because when I looked in my closed auctions, it states this item has been relisted. Okay?
Okay.
It's been relisted. Now, the original starting on the original auction was $4.99. Ending price, $26.89. The relisting, they started it out at $20.
Okay, so did it have a reserve on it? Why was it relisted? It didn't meet reserve.
It doesn't say that it had a reserve on it.
It must have, because you can't relist something that had bids on it unless it didn't meet reserve.
Right, or unless the seller didn't pay.
Yeah, or unless you had a non-paying bidder. But come on, if you won a foreign baby blubber blubba hooba, whatever that was. Yeah,
or
whatever
Schmemeline?
She
was. Which one
no,
was
it's
it?
Billy.
Baby Billy? Is
baby
there a pet
baby Billy.
Baby Betty. Baby Billy. If you won that,
no
you
pet?
Pay for it.
Okay.
Wait,
now,
all,
this
baby
one,
Billy doesn't have her pet with it, then it's worth $10. Come on.
Now, it doesn't say anything about reserve not met or anything like that. But
oh,
now she's
card.
But it's being relisted at 5 times the amount it was originally listed at, and the person who had bid 7 times on it has already started bidding on it.
What is going on there? That is some like serious eBay silly people drama.
Maybe. I mean, there might be
something
else. Maybe,
I'm a stalker.
I mean,
I don't
know, but, you know, it could be an international bidder. And maybe the seller didn't want to sell internationally, and this person isn't getting the hint.
Yeah, right. I don't ship to Mars. Please stop bidding. And then they don't know how to block a bidder, so they just, like,
right.
You know, this person keeps on bidding every time they relist.
So,
yeah, but...
Are we going to go up to the pony room and take a big old whiff and see? I mean, we're, like, ending the G1 line. This is, like, it, and it's just, like, with no fanfare. What's up?
Well,
I don't know.
Go
I guess
ahead
I'm
on.
Kind of in denial. I don't look at it like we're leaving it behind. I feel like we're just sort of leaving it for now.
I mean, I didn't want to admit to it either, but I felt like we just kind of, like, quietly skirted the issue, and I'm just having a moment here where I'm like, this is it. We're done talking about G1s. I mean, as far as in anything other than a re-referencing back to reminds us of, we've gone through the whole G1 line, and we're just, like, sitting here chatting away as if nothing serious has happened here. This is a big moment. This is dramatic.
It
this is life-changing.
Years, and now, forgive me for not being traumatized about it. I really do feel like there'll be more reasons to talk about G1 in the future. But I will have a packet of pony snacks, though.
I do want to, I just, can I go smell the pony room?
I think you can go smell the pony room. Don't you keep any other generation up there?
Sure I do, but I want to go smell the pony room. I'm just saying I need to smell the pony room.
She needs her moment.
We were gonna go to the pony room.
What, tomorrow? It's 10:49.
Going by my Bubbles alarm clock? Yeah, she's right.
I was going to give it another minute.
Well, get me up there. I need to. Pony snacks. I didn't have green pony snacks, so now I'm really. Don't mess with the person that didn't get green pony snacks. She's messing with me. Are you done now?
I'm glad you guys do that well. La 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 la.
I'm afraid to say
pony,
anything.
Pony, see pony, yada-doo-ba-doo.
Okay, I'm done. I promise.
Push that door open. I need a whip.
I don't believe her. I'm just sitting here at the door going, I can't open it. I'm afraid. I'm going to go to open it. You're like your dad messing with you with the car. You know, every time you try to get in, he's going to pull forward just a little bit more. All right. I'm opening the door. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right. All together now. What? What's the sad music for? We're in the pony room. We're happy now. I don't have to have any... You know what, guys? You know what this means? This means pretty much sad music might not happen again in our show for like a very long time, possibly, because everything I sold... Oh, wait, no, that's not true. I take it back. We're about to go into G2s. I did sell a bunch of G2s.
You sold all your good G2s, too.
Oh,
it makes you feel better. I think you sold
all the babies I sold. I take it back. You're going to need that music again, Panda. But not tonight. Tonight, I'm happy.
Nah, for the future.
But for the future.
Have a little break.
I'll be crying in the future. I look forward to the day when I won't be crying about something I sold. I'll just sit here and bask in the glory of my 1,000 ponies.
Wow.
The ones that made it through. I love you all. You smell so good. Hey, you know what I found?
What?
This isn't sad at all. I found the Easter Fluttershy.
Oh, really?
I did.
Which store had her?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Actually.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean Easter Fluttershy?
Easter Fluttershy. Which one did I find her in? Now I am trying to remember.
I think it was
Walmart or Target. You know, it wasn't like any kind of like fancy dancy weird place like
Rite Aid. Wait. They have Fluttershy for Easter this year?
Yes, they have Fluttershy for Easter, and a little egg shaped bubble with extra flowers on her leg, and a little basket with a removable flower. So she's got a little Easter basket.
Aww.
Okay, very good. You've warned me, so I've already warned my mother we will eventually be going pony hunting.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm trying to think of where I got this. I think it was Target.
I'm going to Target next.
Target or Walmart, guys. Go look.
You know,
yeah,
Walmart always seems to get their holiday ponies in, like, extremely late, and they get, like, a very small quantity of them. And then whatever they have left, they try and sell it for full price.
Or I take it back. It could have been Toys R Us. No, it was. It was Toys R Us, I think.
Is it an exclusive?
Let me look. It doesn't say exclusive, no. So it's going to show up everywhere, people.
Okay.
So don't worry about it. Yeah, I think I got mine at Toys R Us. But, yeah, no, it's not exclusive.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure, because I wanted to make sure whether or not I had to go to, like, 5,897 stores and drag my mother along with me.
You probably will have to do that, but, you know, at least you don't have to go to 5,000 of the same store. You can mix up.
Yeah, because my mother just enjoys it when I drag her to Toys R Us and I'm in the pony section. Because almost anything I want is always way above my head. And I'm standing there like a small child, hopping up trying to get it. Luckily, there's always a tall gentleman who happens to be walking by.
If there isn't, I find one. Sometimes I just like try to go through the store and find the tallest person I can just for fun. Hey, you, the 7 foot tall man. Yes, you. Follow me to the other side of the store. Because the 6 foot tall man wasn't good enough for me.
So, but should we announce what we will be doing next week?
I don't even know what we're doing next
week. We don't really know yet.
Well, next
announce
week
or will... surprise? I don't know. What are you talking about here?
Yeah, I don't want to kind of give it away, really. I vote for not saying what we're doing next
week. Yeah, don't say. Just make everybody tune in, and you'll find out next week.
Okay.
We'll all find out next week.
Well, but see, the biggest surprise will be the week after.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Tune in for the next 2 weeks. Because if you're not happy with next week, then you will be happy with the week after that.
I do believe you will be.
All right. Come on, pony, kitty. So cute.
And I know why... And I know why Kara's laughing and giggling the way she is.
She does. Am I the only one not in on this?
Because someone pressed my giggle button. I'm like a talking plush pony. I giggle.
Except for your giggles just seems to be a little maniacal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're the one with the maniacal giggle.
Oh, yeah. Your giggle is so loaded. Forget about it. No, I'm just admiring my little Japanese thing. I forgot I even had a Japanese thing until we did the show tonight. I was like, oh, snap, let me go get my thing off the wall, my little key strap. And I mean, phone strap? Yeah.
That's what I love about having been doing this show, is that you fall in love again with all that stuff you have. And you remember, oh, yeah, I have that. You forget about some of this stuff. I mean, it's so easy. Come on, let's face it. It's easy to take 1,000 ponies for granted sometimes, or sometimes forget a few of them.
From a pony friend.
Oh, yeah.
We were at a meet. She had, like, 6 of them in her pocket. She pulls them out. She's like, here, here's one for you, one for you, one for you. That was how I got it.
That's awesome.
Oh, really quickly, I do want to mention one last auction.
Oh,
it was for
a
Brazilian Estrella. My Little Pony Milky Way.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Can we guess how much she sold for?
$400.
No, care?
Brazil Milky Way?
Yeah.
Is that the pink one with the blue and white and red stars?
Yep.
Oh, she's awesome. I got to see her in person recently. A certain pony genie brought her to my house. Oh, my gosh, she's so freaking awesome.
Any more guesses at bids?
She's probably actually closer to 6, isn't she? But, hey.
That much? Oh,
I don't know. I said 4.
I was going to say about 200-300.
Oh, my God,
Care,
you are the closest.
Care,
you are the closest.
Really?
She didn't like that. 300?
Care, you are the closest. $294.02.
See, my first guess was $6 over, and you acted like I was millions of miles away from the price.
How is it $6 over when you said $400?
Didn't I say $300 at first?
No, you said $400.
I'm just way off my price. Everything is more valuable to me today. That's what it is. I'm personal plight to get all of our pony values back up where they belong.
I really like her particular pattern.
We do have to say goodbye to all of our live listeners. So are we ready to say pony bye-byes?
Pony bye-bye to all you live listeners.
Bye-bye to live
listeners. We'll see all 10 of you next week.
Sayonara.
This is Sayonara. And you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
I take that back. We might actually have more than 10 now. Like I said, it our live listener base has kind of increased as well.
Yeah.
Well, I did ask a few people to tune in this week because we were, well, it involves next week's show, and that's all I'll say on that. I said, listen in. See what it's about.
Well, not next week. Probably the week after.
Whatever. You know, we never did do my Oscar thing. The Oscars came and went, and pretty much nobody talked about it. And on, like, any of the forums that I belong to, I do other things besides. I think this year was, like, the lamest Oscars ever. And you know why? Because we didn't do ponies on the red carpet.
Oh.
If you want me to devote maybe 5 minutes of, like, next week's show, I could talk about some of the horrible atrocities that were seen worn by ponies on the red carpet at the Oscars. Or we could skip it and hold it off till next year.
Oh, no, definitely we can go ahead and do that. I like that idea.
Sounds pretty cute to me.
It won't take 5 minutes. I'll be sure to give one of you guys a link to some photos that you can post in the chat room.
Definitely we can go ahead and do that, because seriously, that would be extremely, extremely funny. Because you know what you can do? You can be just like, okay, who was the woman who used to always do the red carpet?
Joan Rivers.
There you go. You can be just like Joan Rivers.
I love Joan Rivers. Hey, remember when her daughter got married? Remember Melissa's wedding? What a big production it was?
No, I don't actually remember that.
Darn. It was a big deal. Maybe you had to be in New York to appreciate it.
Yeah, I think you did. The only thing I remember is every time I see Joan Rivers, she looks more stretched than the last time I'd seen her.
Oh, the last time I saw her was on the Geico commercial, and she was saying how she can't feel her face.
Well, I wonder why.
That's awesome.
I think she's killed off every nerve ending with Botox, and then she stretched her skin to the point where you can't feel anything.
If you look really close at her chin, her belly button is there.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is, I don't even know how old that woman is. She's got to be like pushing like, what, 70-something years old now?
I believe that group is called Women of a Certain Age for a reason.
Yeah, really? She's like...
Joan Rivers was born in 1933, so who wants to do the math?
Wow.
That would make her 77 years old.
I remember when she took over for Johnny Carson. That was the first time I saw Joan Rivers. Now, she was doing stand-up comedy before that, but I was too little. But for a lot of us, we remember her from The Tonight Show.
Yeah, and she was actually Johnny's daughter.
What? No. Definitely not Johnny's daughter.
Yeah.
Something got lost in there.
To his longtime mentoring of her and during the 1980s.
Joan Rivers sprang from a perfume puff compact. We all know that. She was not birthed by any human lady.
No, she was birthed by a woman by the name of Beatrice.
Don't ruin it.
Good old Aunt B. Well, whether she fell from a star or was conceived by, you know, Johnny Carson and a winged unicorn, she still does a heck of a red carpet show.
Oh yeah. Okay, I have to say this picture on Wikipedia. Seriously, she looks like... Did you ever see the original Batman movies?
Oh, well, who hasn't, right?
Which original ones are we talking about?
The very first one with...
with the Joker? And
with the Joker.
Yeah.
With what? With Michael Keaton? Or are we talking like
Michael
black
Keaton
and white?
Michael Keaton. And, yeah, right. No, Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton,
Batman,
the most
unlikely
Batman
Nicholson.
On the planet, who really did a good job. It was very shocking.
Yeah. If you look at Joan Rivers in this picture on Wikipedia, seriously, she looks like Jack Nicholson when he was the Joker without the makeup.
That face. Wait till they get a load of me.
Seriously, if you look at it with the way her cheekbones are, the way she's smiling, she looks just like a...
How did Joan Rivers get to be in the My Little Pony talk show?
Because she does red carpet.
Okay, thank you. I completely lost the connection there.
Because this is My Little Pony talk, so whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm perfectly fine with whatever. I just wanted to know how we got to whatever.
We need a reason to talk about Joni.
Yeah, why? Because she's got enough plastic
in
her face.
Joan Rivers, like, there's an even better picture where, like, she's got the shot where her nose looks like something that used to be on Michael Jackson.
Okay.
That's pretty awesome.
No, another reason why we're talking about Joan Rivers is because she has enough plastic in her face to make a pony.
To make a whole pony, yeah. To make a playset and a pony. Tanda beat
why?
Me to that one. Good
you
one,
know,
Tanda. High five.
Thank you.
When you look
now
at...
Watch.
Ba-dum-boom.
When you look at the Wikipedia pages, you know how they usually have like a little content box that breaks down into different things. Like with Joan Rivers here, you got like personal life, career, charity, awards, blah, blah. And you just click and you can go right down to that part
yeah.
of the article. Why
yeah.
is there not one that says plastic surgery?
It's down at the bottom. It says Joan Rivers plastic surgery.
There needs to be a specific link just so you can get to the good stuff.
No, you go... down, and it'll search it for you, and Joan Rivers plastic surgery. The first thing up here is plastic surgery addict, Joan Rivers unmasked.
What are you talking about? Are you in Wikipedia or are you someplace else now?
I'm on Google.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the Wikipedia entry, that they should have a special section in her Wikipedia entry that says, you know... what, you know, her whole history of her cosmetic surgeries.
Well, that won't say it, but, you know, if you actually search it...
What fun is that? Unmasked. Do we really
oh, darn,
want to feel like
guys.
Before and
I've
after
I've got a whole
thing
of bagels, and I have no cream cheese for tomorrow. What else can you put on a bagel?
Well, I guess
jelly.
Butter.
Jelly. Butter? Okay, butter. Can you put margarine on a...
Yeah. I hate margarine. I don't like margarine. It's just oil.
Like, we don't have any butter.
You could use margarine.
We
I mean,
have
anything that makes
stuff
it more...
called, I can't believe it's not butter.
Well,
I well,
what
can't
flavor,
believe
what
it,
flavor
it's empty,
bagel are we talking
too.
Here? What flavor bagel?
It's empty.
What
it's
flavor
a plain bagel?
Bagel?
Plain.
What?
Go with jelly.
Plain.
Go
you
with
do
jelly.
Peanut butter. You can do peanut butter.
Peanut butter on a bagel?
There you go.
That could work.
I'm looking in the door of my refrigerator. I have hot dog cart onions. I have ketchup, Russian dressing, Southwestern Chipotle, grape jelly. Okay.
Grape jelly. There you go.
Duck sauce.
That could be interesting.
Tartar sauce. Yeah,
no.
Grape jelly is winning so far. Because I swear, I can't get even a scrape of butter out of this. I can't believe it's not butter tin. If only I had some, whoa, look at this, apple jelly. I'll put that on my bagel. Apple jelly is good. Oh, I can't wait.
I was
going to
ask if you had like some apple butter or something along those lines. But
Mr. Sandman, put me to sleep soon so I can wake up and have me some apple jelly on a bagel.
I think maybe I need to put apple butter on the list. The grocery list.
Yeah, he's having me write that down now.
Apple
I'm
butter?
Not writing, I can't thing. Believe it. I'm just putting butter.
Can you believe this? But I went to the grocery store today because seeing as how I'm unemployed, it's easier if I just for me to go do certain things so we don't do them over the weekend. I went grocery shopping today, and I was in the jelly section, and I looked over, and I thought, ooh, apple butter.
Mm. Apple butter is a good thing.
But I still pass
it
up. Because
you know what I don't like about apple butter?
What's not to like about apple butter?
I only can find it in the world's largest freaking containers ever. They put apple butter in freaking jugs. okay? It's not apple cider, people. It doesn't, I mean, just put it in a normal jelly or jam-sized jar. No, I always got to find them in, like, these freaking 32-ounce jars or something crazy for apple butter. I'm like, what the heck? That's the only
thing. Unfortunately,
I don't like
that is the one problem. But the first time I ever had that stuff was actually at a Waffle House in Missouri.
Oh, Waffle House.
I remember it. And the funniest thing is, I remember the exact day because it was the day after I had a sleep study. So I didn't have very much sleep. Go figure. You go in for a sleep study and you don't get that much sleep. Of course, you know, when you're being hooked up like a car going to the repair shop, and you are hooked up to enough electrodes, you look like you're about to get serviced at the down at the local auto parts place.
Thank God.
For them to say tire rotation in room 4.
So here I am actually looking at these pictures of Joan Rivers, because it's been so long I kind of had forgotten what she used to look like. And if you do a little picture search of her, it's like, oh, that's a totally different person.
Oh, yeah.
What she used to look like way back when, before she got any plastic surgery. I mean, there was a time when I remember seeing her like that. I just totally forgot that was her.
Yeah, she used to look very pretty, but now it's just...
She's 77 years old. I mean, there's only one way to get your, you know, it's going to happen. You put enough makeup on.
Oh, yeah.
She looks like that weird, bizarre cat lady plastic. Joycelyn Wildenstein.
The Bride of Wildenstein.
Yes. That is one crazy lady. That is one seriously crazy lady. And Joan is starting to look like her.
I have a client who looks kind of like that. The Bride of Wildenstein. She's had so much collagen put in her lips, they look like they're not even lips anymore. They're just these enormous, swollen, like, she's got lips like a giraffe, like a camel. They're just like coming right out at you. Yep.
Gross.
And what's more interesting is that I think she used to be an E.
Oh. Well, that would make it
she's
more interesting.
She's really tall, and she's got hands that, you know, they're like Tomcat's hands. They're like big and manly.
Welcome to Ponies After Dark. Well, we
but,
get to
you know, you can't just go and ask
material.
Somebody, you know, oh, by the way, name omitted to protect the innocent. It used to be a man at one time. You can't just say that. So you have to just kind of, like, look. Well, there's something going on there. Very nice person, seriously, though. Got kind of a Joan Rivers vibe going on. Anything else good on eBay? Joan Rivers.
You know,
eBay.
I haven't. Maybe you can find some of her.
I know where.
Old parts that have been taken off.
I found a picture of her circa 1991. She was doing it even back then, the plastic.
Oh, yeah, because she's still doing plastic surgery. You've got to go back much further.
I see a lot of her makeup. Oh, okay. Remember when she used to sell the jewelry on QVC? All that rhinestone jewelry and the gold bumblebee pin? And she was selling that gold bumblebee pin for, like, I don't know, $20? And everybody had the gold bumblebee pin on their lapel?
Is that where that hideous thing came
from? Yeah, you
can
go on eBay now and get a Joan Rivers bumblebee pin for 99 cents plus $1.73 shipping. But now that I've said it, the secret's out. Everyone's going to bid against you.
You're going to be paying $1.99 now. Thanks.
Joan Rivers jewelry tonight. Oh, look, there's a red rose brooch, and it's signed. It's engraved with Joan Rivers' signature.
No,
that
really?
Oh my, 99 cents
okay.
I ever spent.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Joan Rivers biography.
Well, that's nothing new.
She had, would you believe she had her first plastic surgery when she was only 32?
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, you got to start young. As soon as those fine lines start to appear, break
out.
Yeah,
I'm already an old hag. I'm way past due.
When I turn 40, that's what I want. Don't send me a cake. Don't throw me a party. Give me dermal filler. Fortunately, that's a long ways off, so I don't have to worry.
It was an eye lift in 1965.
65?
Then she had her.
Then
she was. She had her nose thinned in 1983.
What was that?
I'm hiccuping. I'm sorry.
That's amazing. And you guys should Google Joan Rivers TV Guide cover, 1991. They actually do a split of her. Half of her face is like 30 years ago, and then the other half of her face is like 60 years ago. And I got to say, she actually looks better in 1991 than she did in the early 70s.
I said, yeah, you know, a little plastic surgery did do some good for her, you know, back in the 70s.
Yeah.
A little bit was
they
fine.
Opened up her
she
eyes,
just overdid
they
it.
Made her mouth bigger. Her
oh,
nose
yeah.
got really nicely shaped. The cheekbones went up. The skin got pale. What an amazing
She receives Botox and collagen injections every 4 months.
Hey, got to do it. You got to be dedicated. If you're going to do it, don't do it half-arsed. You got to do it all the way.
Now, I'm trying to Google it. I'm not getting the image that you got. What
Joan
was
Rivers
the
TV
exact
Guide cover?
Joan Rivers TV Guide,
1991. October 26th, 1991.
I'm just amazing one. Is it the one with the, she's sitting side by side, one's got a black shirt with white polka dot?
It's a picture of her face actually cut in half.
Yeah, my Google isn't cooperating.
Two halves of her face, and the caption is, can we talk, instead of can you talk. It's item number 280638.
All right, here I go. I'm looking. Oh, wow.
There we go. Sorry.
What a difference. Item number 280638.
Well, you know, she had a different smile going on there, too.
I mean, look at her in, like, what is that, 71, 72?
I actually think she looked fine in 71 or 72.
She just had that, like, earthy mom, you know.
Yeah, she had a nice, earthy, normal look.
I like the polished, posh.
But yeah, I also think, I mean, come on, to be fair, she's got much more makeup there. She's smiling there. She's got her hair done differently there. I mean,
her hair looks
she's got
hard.
Jewelry and everything. Yeah, of course, that other side. But if you're just looking at the actual face itself, structurally, I wouldn't say that doesn't look like all that much has been done. Come on, it looks
you,
more
but
like
you see
just
a young version of her. Joni had good bone structure even back then, and that's what saved her now at even the age of 77. I mean, you know, you can't spackle a pile of crap and make it look good.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you look like a statue to begin with and you had good features, when you start to decay and rust and flake and fall apart, you can restore that. You can fix it. There's hope for all of us. And they keep coming out with better and newer types of plastic every year.
Hey, there's one on eBay right now. Nobody's bidding on it.
For 99 cents. That's what
no
I found.
Kidding.
With $3 shipping.
Hey, that's somebody ripping you off right there. Media shipping is cheaper than that.
Maybe the price includes a delivery confirmation.
That says economy shipping. They just obviously don't know about media mail.
Yeah, you can still do media mail. That's right. As long as it's printed material, you can
so
send it media mail.
It's got to be media, that's all.
You can send
all.
A CD and a DVD via that, too.
Yep.
Ooh, I like this. Ooh, this is pretty.
Are you looking at her jewelry?
No, I looked down at
the
bottom
the
and there was.
The just kind of got to me and I couldn't do it no more.
No, I looked down at the bottom and there was this magazine called Gothic Beauty and it's just the dress that's on there. It's like, oh my God, if I can get that dress for either me or a pony.
I still can't believe we're talking about this. This I don't know. This whole conversation has just taken me for a loop.
There is a magazine called Gothic Beauty Magazine. You're looking at a picture of that?
Yeah, I'm looking at one that's being auctioned off.
I have like the whole first couple years. I have them saved.
Okay, I know you are going to bring them with you. I
not
know
that
you
I'm
are
a gothic brain- beauty or anything, but I really do like the. I like the. There's also a magazine called Meltdown from the UK.
Okay. I know you are going to bring a couple of issues of Gothic Beauty to Rhode Island, right?
Yeah. Anyone in particular you want? I have like the first 24 or something like that.
There you go. You can bring the first 24.
I'm not bringing the first 24. You
They're
know
awesome.
The crap I have to carry with me out to up there. If you want, I have a couple
kidding.
Of dupes. I'll send you a couple of duplicates.
I was kidding about bringing them all.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
They're pretty neat.
Oh, are you looking at it too?
I'm just looking at the images.
Let me see if there's any on
Gothic
eBay.
Beauty magazine.
Gothic
and
Beauty magazine on eBay.
I'm doing the images. It's showing me all the covers of all these different Gothic Beauty magazines.
Yeah, they get good models, and it's not all like that cyber stuff either, or Kinder Goth. I mean, they do a lot of Victorian, a lot of like Edwardian-inspired.
I like more that stuff.
And there's a lot of rock and roll in it too. You know, they get Rob Zombie and things like that in it. But it's not like overtly sexual. It's more like elegant, you know? Like where a lot of these fashion magazines, they've gone really trashy. It's like there's more skin in it than clothes.
You know? Goth has always been about the clothes. Come on.
Goth is really about like pretension and clothing, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, it's a lifestyle, but it's a lifestyle that revolves around pretension and clothing.
Yes.
So there you go. Hey, man, you got a good look? Sure, stick you on the cover of a magazine. Why not?
See, I just like the clothes. The clothes, definitely, I love them. There's actually an entire section of Lolita clothing, which is actually something that is very popular in Japan, and it's gothic.
Harajuku kind of follows along those lines a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's pretty
cute. But
Meltdown was a good book. They did a lot with music, you know. There was goth fashion, but it was primarily like a music magazine, and I liked that a lot. The first issue came with a free eyeliner taped to the cover. I thought that was a really cute touch.
Oh, cute.
I'll never forget it. It was Susie Sue and Bauhaus on it. And,
of course.
It was like a blue cover with this like gorgeous picture of Susie when she cut her hair real short and plastered it down. Sort of
that's like the
blue era.
The king and queen right there. Of course they would be on there.
Four issued subscription for $27.
Periodicals aren't cheap anymore.
Oh, no. Are you kidding? The price of paper? I mean, a comic book is like $4 now. Comic
holy cow. Periodicals got really pricey.
Comic books in our parents' day were like 10 cents. We're paying $4. Something is very wrong.
I agree.
Well, that's because it's the only way they can stay afloat anymore, people. People looking at everything online.
Comics,
they've gotta keep the darn printing presses going.
Yeah. Everybody go out and buy comics.
You know, it's the printing material is starting to become a luxury item. You know, it's really going to get to that point that it's not something that everybody's going to have. Kind of sad.
Me,
I mean, Borders recently had to file chapter whatever bankruptcy, the one where they don't really go out of business. They don't go out of business.
Chapter 7.
Was it 7 or it might have been chapter 11, but it's the one where you don't completely go out of business. You just restructure your company and they close down a bunch of their stores. And
I'm guilty. I don't buy stuff at B&N. I don't buy stuff at Borders. I go in there and I look and I price it, and then I go home and
you buy them
on Amazon. They're cheaper.
And that's exactly what they're saying is going on. You know, it's not just books. I mean, a lot of things. I mean, that's what I do. You go, you try on certain shoes or something, and, you know, you go find them cheaper online. And that's very common. But it's kind of sad, too, because I love going in bookstores. It's awesome to be able to go to a bookstore.
I love
going into
Borders.
I'd be so bummed if our bookstore was gone.
I do. I, too, have fond memories of the bookstore, going with my mother as a little kid, and we both buy books. And it was nice at the bookstore.
Yeah, bookstores are good.
I'm all for the books on CD, the books on tape, but, you know, I like those because that's for those times when you can't really have the book in front of you. But you know what? Me, give me the actual book. I want an actual book in front of me where I can turn the pages.
Yeah, I like to hold the page, smell the book, you know, hold the book, look at the dust
jacket. I like
putting
a bookmark in my book. I really like my bookmark.
Oh my God, I've got so many bookmarks, it's not even funny.
They're very personal. Your bookmarks are like a very personal thing, you know, you don't just put...
Well, yeah.
I mean, some people, I guess, sure, you just grab a piece of paper, you shove it in there. But for me, when I'm reading books that I really enjoy, I got like my few special bookmarks that I really like to use for my books that I'm reading by my bedside.
Oh, heck. Every time I go to the bookstore, however many books I buy... I can probably guarantee you there is probably that many bookmarks that are going into that bag.
So you have a bookmark collection, apparently.
Apparently so, but they're all used. You know, they're not just, okay, I'm going to hang this one up here. No, these things get shoved into books. I'm very particular. Before they get shoved into a book, though, what I do is with Elmer's, like, school glue, just at the tassel, at the tie part, I will actually put a tiny bit of glue on there just to seal that in because I've had so many tassels unravel on me.
Preventive maintenance, always a good thing.
It is.
So that's why I just started buying a cheap bottle of Elmer's glue. And it's like you can do like 5,897,000 tassels. With one bottle.
I have a pony bookmark.
I've never found one of those. I've got a lot of Tinkerbell.
I'm sorry, who have you never found?
I've never found any My Little Pony. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Yes, I do have one. It's Pinkie Pie. It's that big-ass stuffed Pinkie Pie that you cannot shove that thing into a book to save your life because it'll just pop the book up too much.
Yeah, that makes sense.
My pony bookmark I got at the fair in Rhode Island, I think. I've had it for a long time. I took it and I had it laminated because I liked it so much. It was just a piece of paper, but it was from Summer Hayes. It was promoting her second book, the one on G1s. And it has Mimic on the front. And I just loved that bookmark. Yeah, so now I have it. I put Gloop Stick on it so it's permanent forever.
There you go.
And my other bookmark was made for me by a good friend that's also a pony person. I call it a book thong. It's basically just that long string with the beads hanging on it. And you just lay it in the spine of the book.
I've tried those.
It's real nice.
I don't like those as much as a good old-fashioned bookmark for some reason.
That's the one I use for my bedside books because I can't take that dangly thing out of the house with me. It'll catch in my purse and I'll lose the beads and I'll be real sad. So
yeah.
It just stays in the boudoir at my little, I always keep a volume of something near the bed in case of insomnia, which I never
get. Oh, wait, you keep
anymore.
One?
Yeah,
you only keep one?
Anymore?
I don't read in bed. I really don't.
Well, my problem is I haven't been able to read in bed as much because Tomcat goes to bed so much earlier than me, and then I don't want to climb in bed and turn on a light and wake him up. I mean, so my reading in bed has really dropped off, which is kind of a bummer. I used to love reading in bed, but... You know, not the you know, what do you call it, discomfort of my husband. If I'm in bed at the same time as him, and then he puts on a mask and falls asleep, that's one thing. But he's been going to bed so early due to just crazy work that I just haven't really done that. I'm kind of missed it. I've got like 3 books I need to read just sitting on my nightstand.
Yeah, so, you know, I just have to find other ways to read. I read on the commute, you know. I read in the morning. It wakes me up. I'm reading a really good page turner right now, so I get excited for reading in the morning. Like, oh, yeah, I get to find out what's happening, you know.
They see there's something positive to think about for commuting, I mean, when you have to do it, because, you have a chance to read. That's awesome.
I don't have to drive to work like a lot of people. I get to ride.
I mean,
see, that's
on one hand, you sit there and go, oh, man, if only I had a car and I could just get there, you know, when I want to. But, hey, you actually get to do something else. You're out there. You're reading books. You're, you know, taking in some scenery.
Yeah, but if you end up having to change trains or buses like 5,000 times.
I didn't say it was perfect.
Then it's not as productive because you can't really
transfers.
Read.
I like to read so much that I'll take a slightly longer way to work that's direct just so that I get more reading time.
Oh, my God.
Well, do you really expect her to say anything that we would expect? I mean,
no.
Pony Genie is... Scott does so much with her time, and she's just, you know, nothing that she says or does anymore would surprise me. She is truly off the beaten path, and here she's just proven it. She goes off the beaten path on purpose.
Take a longer
just
way to
read.
So I can read.
Just to read.
I really enjoy my books to this morning.
I pay an extra 50 cents a day just so I can read them longer.
No, it's not like that. It's all one price. You can ride the New York subway anywhere, and it's always the same price.
Oh, it's been
yeah,
so long
try.
Since I've ridden the New York subway.
Oh, well, you're lucky.
Oh, I wish I could say that. I ride it at least twice a day.
Unless you are transferring, and it happens to be one of those stations in which happens to have your train, and you can just easily transfer trains without having to go through a turnstile, you got to pay for a transfer.
I'm sending you guys a link to something that I found on Equestria Daily that I thought was pretty cool. It's one of the layout guys for the cartoon, and he's answering questions.
Ooh.
I don't think it's suitable for reading on the air, but it is kind of neat. Anybody can look it up for themselves. Go to EquestriaDaily.com and just go through the archive of news articles. They also interviewed Lauren. I mean, they didn't interview her directly, but they just got a lot of stuff from her DA and other places. And she responded to comments, mostly about the pony trolling that's going on in other places of cyberspace.
Yeah, I think I read that earlier. I read at least that particular,
yeah,
that particular part
name,
of the blog.
Yeah, I like, zeroed in on it, like, ooh, what's going on here?
Yeah, me too. So I think
I'm
it's cool
sure
that
what you think of all this. I kind of like that there's this like huge pony fandom out there related to the TV series. Like,
yeah, that's awesome.
The average pony fan right now, the ones that sold out of the toys in McDonald's in record time, they're all like 20 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Pony's hot, like amongst the kids older than us.
You know, surprised how quickly the McDonald's ones went.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to be, you know, scrambling to get the last two because I ended up being sick during that time. And then we got the big snow. I figured for sure the next time I got to, because I got the first six ponies, okay, between two McDonald's.
Wow.
I went to the McDonald's that's right across, because I happen to be very close to the McDonald's where it's right across the street from corporate.
Oh.
So I have the special McDonald's. I have the one where corporate is in there every
single day. Just go knock on their door.
Day.
You're next to corporate. But like, hey, I'm here for the Happy Meal toys.
Yeah, they
no,
probably
I
have
went
like a
there.
Chute on the side of the building, to push button, and, you know, toys fly out.
I went there, and, you know, I went up to the thing,
awesome.
And I said, which pony toys do you have? And she pulled out the first two, and she goes, wait 1 minute. And it's like, okay. And I see her disappear. And it's like, okay, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And it's during the first week, so you always figure they're only going to do the first two. Mm-hmm. Okay. And with them being right across the street from corporate, they really can't go that much further out because, you know, you have corporate in there. Because you do see people from corporate sitting there having lunch.
I don't know. If I work for McDonald's, I don't know if I'd be eating at McDonald's.
Yeah. They're actually eating. Well, maybe they eat for free, right?
Hey,
yeah, they probably
I guess
for free.
That might be a reason.
But she goes into the back, and it's like I'm standing there. It's like, okay, do-do-do-do-do. She comes out with the next two ponies. And it was like, I can't believe you actually just went in the back to get these. I love you. Give me 4 Happy Meals. Because, see, the thing is, when it's pony time at McDonald's, me and the dog have a very happy agreement. He gets the food. I get the toy.
Do you get the burger
one?
Yeah,
and how big is your dog now?
Getting bigger all the time.
Yeah. How much weight has the dog gained in the last month?
Yeah, did your dog supersize?
No, he sticks with the Happy Meal.
Come on, you eat the fries. Admit it.
Well,
I
eat some of the fries, so.
Everybody.
But mostly
eats
I
fries.
Get him the chicken.
Those things are like crack.
Mostly I get him the chicken nugget.
You mean the chicken flavored foam?
Yeah.
Yeah, chicken thumbs.
He really enjoys those.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, when deep fried, that makes, you know, seriously, they're just, nobody can fry chicken foam the way McDonald's can.
You know, I haven't had McDonald's since that time I had breakfast with you, but the other week we were driving up to go skiing.
Yeah, because that time you had breakfast with me was really a traumatic event.
It did me in, yeah. I hadn't wanted McDonald's since. But we're driving, and there's really nothing else. So we see McDonald's, and we're like, okay, that'll do. And I get one of those one-third-pound Angus burgers.
Wow.
A McDonald's burger. It was amazing. The onion on it went crunch when I bit into it. I was like, am I at McDonald's? It was upstate, you know, so maybe that makes a difference. Because the ones in the
city,
they're rat burgers.
Actually, McDonald's has been getting cracking down.
They're trying
and they
to get
have
all
been getting better. They have
you
been
know,
getting better with their food.
Talking about Japan, the McDonald's in Japan, their food is actually good because they take such pride in the way they in general in Japan in the way they in their work, in the food that they produce. Their fast food is not fast food. I mean, they cook your stuff to order at the time. You order a burger, then they start cooking your burger, and everything is, like, really, really high quality over there. It's not like a McDonald's here by any stretch of the imagination. So maybe they're taking some cues from how their McDonald's in other parts of the world are run.
I've heard that they have weird things on the menu. They have, like, mashed potatoes, and they have, like, shrimp McNuggets and shrimp burgers.
Yeah, I don't know what...
I got that from people that live there. So.
I have heard of them having unusual items that they put on there because of, you know, local flavors.
This sounds good. Do you like the milkshakes? Do you like green tea? How about a green tea-flavored milkshake?
No.
How about the Happy Meals?
The Happy Meals out there? Now, I was, for some reason or another, I was on YouTube, and there was someone who is an American living over there, and he ordered a Happy Meal. It doesn't come in a box. You don't get a box.
Okay. What do you get it in, a bag?
No.
Get it on a plate, dishes?
You get it on a tray. You get all your food just served to you on the tray.
Oh.
No box, no nothing.
No wrapping, no nothing. They just put it on there like a plate?
No, it's wrapped up, but it's just the fact that there is no box.
So what's like happy just, about it? Do they give you on a tray with a smiley face on it?
No, they give you a toy.
They give you a toy, that's the happy.
That's
yeah.
You know, Happy Meal used
here's
to be
your burger,
about, like,
here's your happy.
There was games on the box. You used to, like, draw the maze or, like, fill in the blanks or doodle.
Well, there still
dots,
is. I got the boxes for the
the Happy Meal toys this time for the ponies.
No,
they got ponies on them.
It had like a tear-off top, and then there was like wheels like punched in the roof.
Oh,
tear
yeah.
That off,
I remember those.
Wheels,
and you totally had to come
the
entire box.
Wheels out of the bottom of the box, and you convert the box into a car. Okay?
Yes.
You can play with it. The box is a toy. Plus, you get some plastic crap inside, too. Probably some figure that we could, like, drive the car box.
No, I totally remember that. That was so awesome. I remember that now.
And then there was a plastic one shaped like spaceships, and there was, like, four different ones. There was, like, a red one, a blue
yeah,
one.
Yeah, they were
the
different
stickers
shapes.
Inside,
oh, my gosh.
And you put the stickers in the windows.
I'm going to find one on eBay.
And we, like, yeah, we totally, like, rigged up our dolls and stuff. We'd, like, tie strings to, like, the McDonald's napkins and make little parachutes. And we'd, like, put guys inside the Happy Meal box and fling it across the yard. And it would open midair, and our little dude would parachute out of the spaceship. We had fun with those Happy Meal boxes. What fun can you have with a tray other than beating
right?
some butter over the head with it?
No kidding.
Yeah. They were awesome.
But a Filet-O-Shrimp, I would go there just to try the Filet-O-Shrimp.
Okay, but seriously, the other thing is, with that, their commercials there, they're scary.
You know, I will have to go to YouTube tomorrow and check this out.
Google McDonald's McDonald's commercials in Japan. They are freaking scary. You just watch these things and you're just like, okay, scary. Ronald McDonald's scary enough, but yeah, this makes him less scary. If that were possible,
oh,
to make him less scary.
The first Happy Meals that came out. In 1979, I remember this. Okay, this is scary. It was circus wagon themed and came with the standard hamburger, cheeseburger, blah, blah, and a toy. Upon opening your meal, you got either a McDoodler stencil, a McWrist wallet, an ID bracelet, a puzzle lock, or a spinning top, or a McDonald Land character eraser. I can't tell you how many McDonald Land character erasers I had. I could never seem to get the other stuff. I totally remember that now. That's so funny. I remember, and they were all McDonald themed stuff. It was like, it wasn't for a few years yet did they come out with like characters that were like not McDonald characters, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
it was always, all the toys were of McDonald Land characters. Like, actually, Happy Meal had its own characters. There was a burger, a shake, and a fries, and they had eyeballs and mouths.
Yep.
And they always went, they traveled together, and they would pop
And then do you remember
when
they came out
with
the Chicken McNugget box? That was like the
oh,
next guy.
Oh, yeah, with
the next
Chicken
guy.
McNuggets with the eyeballs inside, and they were all
right.
huddled
oh, yeah.
together inside the box. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, I remember the commercial, too, where they all talked.
Oh, God, that was scary. But you know what the scariest thing is? They took
what?
That.
We're talking about it on My Little Pony Show? No.
No,
yeah,
they
that
took.
It's 11, quarter to 12 at night. For some reason, we're now talking about Happy Meals.
No, they took the burger, the fries, and the milkshake. They changed the burger to a meatball.
A meatball?
Where is this at?
And they took.
Yeah, what country?
Aqua Team Hunger Force.
Oh,
it's on
yeah.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I know. I watched that. And the weird fry guy. Ooh.
If you really think about it, I think that's where they got their inspiration. They just changed the hamburger to a meatball.
Yeah, that show is weird.
Oh,
yeah.
1986. Oh, these were awesome. I'm doing this on eBay. This is so much fun. Do you remember there were a few years there where the Happy Meal boxes were actually plastic boats or floatable, like, rafts?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah,
that's
I remember
so
the
cool.
boats, and I remember the spaceships. And I think they did
yeah.
trucks, too.
Let's see. So is that the drink? Yeah, I'm looking on eBay. They have one of the floating ones. I'm trying to see what else they have.
Okay, where are you finding these things at on eBay?
eBay, where else? Put Happy Meal box.
Happy Meal box, yeah. Not real
That's
complicated.
All. That's all you need to put is Happy Meal box. You can see the evolution of it. Oh, there's one shaped like a train. Oh, cool. And probably the other three were like cars, you know, that like they might connect. No spaceship, though. Huh?
Oh, look, there's the original ones. Oh, my gosh. Buy now for $50. You can get
like the
original.
Cart. Yeah.
The original ones that looked like carts where you popped them out so that
uh-huh.
the wheels were on the bottom.
It's got Hamburglar before he became
circus
like a red-haired
wagon.
Kid. He was like an older guy. Yeah, the circus
How
wagon.
How awesome.
I'd love to find the spaceship. I remember one.
I remember that too. I remember,
and
yeah, you had to pop it out. It was like playing origami mm-hmm. with your cardboard.
There's the other. Oh wow! I found the other train cars. There's four of them.
Yeah.
The engine is on page one, and the other three are buy it now for $10.
Yeah.
Orange,
but those
blue,
are, those
and
Those are
green.
Cheap. These other ones, these ones I found, have buy it nows for $50. You got the deal there.
Well, good luck to them if they want it so bad, but pay for that.
Oh, look, there's a strawberry shortcake, and that one came out. Different strawberry shortcake. Oh, well.
Sure. Oh, they have Star Trek.
They have everybody.
The
oh, yep, there's the train engine you were talking about. That's
yeah, yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, the red train engine. You don't see any pony stuff on these old boxes, do you? None of them say pony.
No, nothing jumped out pony at me.
Because they did do those McDonald's pony. What were they, bookmarks or something? They were, like
they were bookmarks.
Original pose, right.
They were bookmarks.
Oh,
trust
oh, there's
me, I know
one that looks like a building. How cute. So go ahead. Sorry.
Trust me, I know this because when I was at one of these secondhand bookstores, I happened to find the Happy Meal toy book. And I, just, you know me, I just like had to look over my shoulders to make sure no one who works at the place was looking, and I just had to look through it. So, you know, I was sad.
Oh, this is so funny.
You know what's funny? Somebody back in 1979 had to sit there and think, you know, I'm going to keep these Happy Meal boxes. They're going to be worth a buck one day.
You know, I don't see anybody really keeping them other than crazy people or people that somehow worked with McDonald's or worked on the design, you know, throughout
the
year.
Who would keep this? I mean, this who had 1979?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to give a shout-out today to Mr. Dick Brams. He is known in the industry as the father of the Happy Meal. 1977, McDonald's, St. Louis, Missouri, or St. Louis, wherever that is, regional advertising manager. He had the idea.
Good job.
Pretty cool, man. Way to go.
Him a raise.
I gave him a
okay,
shout-out tonight.
Would you like to know what I just found?
Sure.
I just
yeah.
found a 1989 Happy Meal Fisher-Price lunchbox set. It includes the Happy Meal lunchbox, the chicken tender nuggets, fries, and a Coke drink with a straw, a large Fisher-Price coffee cup with lid.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
well,
I remember
that. You can't
that,
eat it, children. But it's fake food, so you can play like we went to McDonald's. Mommy, please, can we go to McDonald's?
And,
oh,
and
you have them asking,
the,
you buy them
the
best
other
part
fun
is,
stuff here.
The best part is the coffee cup. Do you remember how the old coffee
the
cups used to look like?
Coffee cups, yeah.
Oh, my, it's the exact same thing.
And it had, like, yeah, rows of little M's, like an orange M's in a circle around the top, orange and brown and yellow. It was, like, all, like,
oh, yeah.
colors.
Okay, this is gross, what I just found. Go ahead. Sorry, had
it
a moment.
It is just amazing how detailed that was. And
have
that
you,
cup.
Mommy, I'm hungry. Oh, play with your Happy Meal. Stop bugging me.
How's this? Now, this should ring a bell. If you're looking through all this stuff, this one I just realized, the Happy Meal Magic Pie Maker. Making your own Happy Meal pies. No cooking, easy to make, easy to clean. It's a little machine, almost looks like a Play-Doh set, but apparently, I guess it came with stuff for you to actually make something edible.
Ew.
Yeah, that's exactly, it's like, no.
I I knew a kid. He was a neighbor of one of my cousins. We'd play with him sometimes when we go visit them. And he had a toy plastic McDonald's restaurant, like with the drive-thru and everything.
I had that.
Mm-hmm. Burger grill in the back. And we'd play like we worked at McDonald's or something. We'd bring our G.I. Joes over and we'd play McDonald's. You know,
totally.
Okay,
I think the
G.I. Joe's battalion's in. Quick, make 50 Happy
I remember
meals
that. That was an awesome playset. No, I remember the McDonald's playset. It was for the little people, the little tykes people, and you had little drive-ins and the whole thing. And the that was an awesome playset.
Put them in a little car that had the holes that were shaped like their bodies. They were like tank people. And you just push them in and they push
now
them
I gotta
in the
find that. I'm loving eBay tonight.
But a pie maker? It made crispy apple pies? I love McDonald's apple pies.
Oh, no. Here we go. A vintage Happy Meals Happy Meal magic drink fountain.
Yeah, I saw that too. Hey, I found the vintage little Fisher Price Little People McDonald's from the 1970s. It's the one we were talking about. Oh, it's so cool.
Oh, wow. For a mere $2,200 on eBay, you can buy it now, your very own chunk of a McDonald's Playland, playground set.
What?
They have this giant Burger Man that's like a Monkey Bars Jungle Gym thing. You can climb up inside his burger head. It's the cop.
Oh, my God, I remember him.
He's like a cheeseburger
cop. The burger head, dude?
Yeah.
You can buy the burger head, dude?
His mouth is like a big cage. You can climb up inside him and stand up inside his hat and look out through the porthole. $2,200 on eBay.
I remember that.
1972, it's dated. Hello. But you got to go pick it up. It's down in South Carolina.
Darn.
Now, how did they get that, and what are they doing in their backyard? There's two photos of it. It looks like it's parked in a junkyard. Somebody please go rescue the McDonald's cop from an untimely, unnecessary death at the hands of a metal scrap merchant.
Oh, my God. I just found a magic pie maker.
Isn't that weird?
I'm looking for it right now. If I type in magic pie maker,
find
it?
I got it when I went to Happy Meal Box.
Oh, okay.
It was in that listing, and I was just looking more, going back and looking through them again.
1993.
And I was like, oh, my gosh,
magic
the pie maker?
No cooking. Easy to make. Easy to clean. No, these things aren't edible, are they? Please tell me they're not.
I think it is. I mean, come on, no cooking necessary? You wouldn't put that on a Play-Doh box, would you?
No cooking, but no eating.
Yeah, that's edible.
I think it was found at home. See checklist on back. Make delicious pie snacks you can eat that look like McDonald's pie. It looks like they used a graham cracker or some bread and cinnamon. And there's McDonald's coupons inside.
Nice.
I wonder if they
brought you Barbie. No batteries required. Mystery magic pie maker. It doesn't cook them, but somehow it turns them into pie. Food goes in. Weird brick.
You can. Oh my gosh, guys!
Stuff comes out.
For $19.99, they got one that's new in box.
Yep.
You know what that means, right?
Let's do it.
I bet you it means like the food products are still in there.
No, there's no food. It says food not included.
All you need
is bread, applesauce, cinnamon, and sugar. No baking needed. It just smushes it all together for you. Something that looks like a pie. Come on, I'm buying this. You guys come up to my room during the fair.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll have us a McPie party. Pie for everyone. Half price, $9.99. Buy it now.
Oh, gosh, so I'm looking, right? All right, so this one you can get for $19.99. I just clicked, but apparently on the back it's, like, all in Japanese. But there's pictures. Apparently there's a whole set of, like, things that you can make. So the pie maker is not alone.
I would never have to worry about what to have for breakfast again if I could just have me a Happy Meal magic pie maker.
It looks like one is to make French fries. Another one is like, a drink dispenser. The French fry one just looks hysterical. And I can't tell what the other one on the end is.
But,
oh, man.
Wow.
Use the stuff you have at home. I can make fries.
Wait,
well,
oh my gosh, McDonald's restaurant appliances. So that somebody here has the whole flipping set.
Really?
Yeah, no, because I just typed in McDonald's pie maker just to see what would come up, and then apparently on there, McDonald's restaurant appliances group, pie maker, cookie maker, drink maker, and drive-in. So that's what their lineup. You could make pies, cookies, drinks, and french fries, because I saw the french fry maker.
Did you guys think Ronald McDonald was scary? Or did you absolutely worship him when you were a little kid? We fall into two camps. Either clowns are scary or, oh, my God, I love Ronald McDonald. I wish I could marry him. There's, like, no in-between.
No. I've always been terrified of clowns, but for some reason I went through a short period of time there, and I think it was around the time that the spaceship Happy Meal was out, that I actually wanted to see Ronald McDonald. But at the same time, I was terrified of the idea that I might actually see Ronald McDonald.
You'll see him, but it's like you're afraid to meet him. It's like Santa Claus, you know? You'd love to, like, meet the man, but you're afraid that if you do, like, somehow the magic will be gone.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, no, that was just...
If you search Ronald McDonald statue on eBay, you'll see a photo that will just scare you forever.
No, I don't need to do that to myself.
Yeah,
you
know, just they took normal photos of it, but the first photo they used, the one that, like, headlines their auction, it's just not a good angle. It looks a little like Joan Rivers.
Oh, gosh, sorry, honey. Yeah, I found the fry maker and the shake maker. And they come with little tiny Happy Meal boxes. Oh, how cute.
There's a shake maker? Wow.
Yep. Well, just to let you guys know, we're about to be cut off in, like, 4 minutes.
Well, hey, you know, I kind of like it when you don't have to get up early the next day, because then you're definitely more relaxed. You can, like, stay in chat, stay up late, like we do every week.
We could browse eBay.
It's fun.
Yeah, right?
You know we all do it.
McDonald's.
This is what we'd be doing anyway, whether we were on the phone on the show or not.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be quite funny. People are going to download this one and right at 10
what
o'clock.
What the heck happened?
I think, like, we should retitle this one the Nick Joan Rivers Special.
Nick Joan Rivers Special?
Donald Joan Rivers Mashup Special from Japan. We talk about Japan. We talked about Japanese Happy Meals and stuff like that.
Sure, sure. Hey, you know, all bets are off. After that 2-hour mark, I think all's fair, you know? We do our 2-hour show, and
yeah,
if you happen to stick around after that, well, you've been forewarned.
It just means you have nothing better to do than to listen to us at this very moment. If you're listening right now on download and you're paying any attention to this whatsoever, you're awesome, and you also have nothing else going on. So... love you, Pony.
Yeah,
people.
Right?
Definitely love you guys.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
okay.
Shocking. The whole thing's shocking. But okay.
Here's the last thing. 100 Years of Magic, McDonald's Happy Meal.
100 Years of Magic.
What about
it? It's a toy. It's a Happy Meal toy that's unopened.
What?
Okay. Totally enclosed, item unknown in package.
Oh, that's the Disney ones. That's what 100 Years of Magic is. That's a Disney thing. No.
But what did you think it was going to be, Amy?
Well, I'm just saying. It's just like, you know, you don't know what you're getting.
You don't know what you're getting. That's totally the style. The idea is just to keep buying them until you collect them all. If you saw what was inside, you'd just buy the ones you need. This way they sell more.
Yeah, remember back when they used
trip
to do that? Oh, that was infuriating. You never knew which one you were going to get, and you had to try and feel, like, the shape and everything.
They're doing it with the dolly mix, too, you know? It's a good way to sell stuff, man.
But it's so annoying.
It's annoying for us, but it's great if you're the one selling it.
Yep, definitely.
Oh, it's insidious. But you can buy the whole set of 100 Years of Magic on eBay for a mere $400, plus shipping.
And why?
What best offer? And on that note, I need a set of McDonald's ponies, so if anyone wants to hook me up with extras, email me at njponymeat@aol.com and tell me what you got available. Thank you.
What? Yeah, what do you need?
I need all of them. I never bought them.
Oh, well, that would be easy to hook you up, huh?
That's easy enough, right?
Yeah, I need them all.
Throw that out there.
Well, I got some that I can get to you because I got, like, a ton of doubles.
Email me.
Which set?
Get your people to talk to my people.
Which set are you talking about? This last one?
Yeah, the G4s.
Oh, no, never mind. I don't have all of them.
Oh, never mind. Can't have them.
Never mind. So, good night, Ponyland.